you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
What kind of song did you sing?
I sing kind of songs, active kind of songs.
Like?
All about animals.
Give me an example.
Example. When the hippo moves the hips, the monkey just slips. The lion's hypnotized, can't believe his eyes when the hippo moves the hips.
That was very good. I'm moving my hips. I think that one was written for me, actually, Larry.
Yeah.
You're a goddamn genius!
Let's try another one. You're on the air.
Good evening, gentleperson. How are you?
Why, I'm fit to be tied. How are you?
I'm okay. All this talk about Bush. Why is it that on the Don and Mike show they could spell W-A-T, but they can't say T?
I'm taken aback, sir. I'm shocked. I'm amazed. I'm surprised and hurt that you use such language. But on the other hand, you do have a point.
And they can't say c***ing balls either, or
or duty, or any that.
No, sir.
That, you got it. Keep coming. You're doing...
Can't say
right.
No, I don't understand.
It's almost like being in the sixth grade again, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? All men are 16 years old. They're playing with their nuts, and they're looking to stick it somewhere. All of them. All of them. All the time. And that's all there is to it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello!
You've
got something to move my soul.
Hello!
And she knows.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
level on this thing.
Oh. Hello!
That's better. Are we on? Now we're rocking out. Let me just check all of the machines.
Shut up!
Oh, that works.
You're goddamn deep!
I'm really truly amused by that.
By any chance, are you into wine animals?
Seems that everything is working.
I'll drink to that.
All right, my favorite group, the Grassroots, in the background, Don and Mike Show, and it's Friday, and our phone number is 877-365-3636. First off, just sorry for what happened yesterday.
Yeah, we had sincere apologies about that.
We had, I don't even understand what's going on, we had studio problems. They began right at the beginning of the show when the phones crapped out to a certain extent. And then we had a problem with the microphone. And then the internet thing went down.
Internet.
And then we had gotten to the point of the show when it's time for Buzz's News.
Yeah, we were feeling good, rocking and rolling, on a good roll.
And I'm feeling particularly proud. You know, the commercials are falling in a more precise order now.
Exactly.
Buzz has time to present them. Let me say this. Buzz has more time to be interrupted by us now.
Well, it just had a nice flow. Yesterday was really the first day I really felt back. And yeah. It was a great show, and suddenly, all hell broke loose.
Anyway, we're flapping our gums, and because I've decided really to try to turn over a new leaf, because I'm feeling great,
good.
Loving life. Didn't even mention that while Buzz was doing the news yesterday, engineers were running in and out, and I saw everybody huddled in the back room on phones, and everybody had that panicked look on their face. Uh-huh. Buzz is still doing the news. Yeah, we're still going back and forth.
Right. Well, I mean, I thought they had some issues, but I didn't think it was anything significant. And yeah. Boy, was I surprised.
The engineer is back here on my side of the equipment. He's looking at the little things with the lights that go out that say encoder and decoder.
Crawling around.
And at one point, Rob comes back into the studio, and thinking, like I had been for the previous 10 minutes that we were still on the air, I said to Rob, hey, what's going on there, boy? And he says,
hey, buddy.
To nowhere in particular, hey, buddy, we've been off the air. We're off the air.
Yeah.
now. We don't really know.
That's when you really feel silly. That's when you really feel dumb.
You've been
sitting here, and it's, you know, it'd be like if we did this in a living room. You know how ridiculous that would look?
Well, you know, I told my girlfriend last night, I said it reminded me very much, except I never had friends around, of when I had my bedroom radio station when I was a kid. When really, after dinner, I would go down to my room. Every night, my shift was, when I was like 10 years old, like 7 to 7:30. Mm-hmm. I had two turntables. I broadcast on a very low frequency, but I could be heard on the radio in my brother's room.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I end up in the, a lot of kids did this. Yeah. You could go to Radio Shack.
Right. And get a little transmitter.
You could broadcast like a 1 kilowatt.
Right.
You can hear it through the house. But I would go down and do my little radio show, and nobody in my family would listen to it. But still, I did it.
Yeah.
And I realized as I was driving home yesterday, I said to Janet, gosh, I must be feeling very melancholy. I was thinking about having my car, all these beautiful memories flooding back.
Right.
Thinking about having a car repossessed on the air today. And when we were doing the show, and I realized we're doing a show for about 10 minutes for nobody.
Right.
It's very much like when I would do the show for my family and nobody would listen.
I just somehow feel like we ought to get, you know, we ought to get that time back somehow.
Yeah.
You know, it's stolen time. And, you know, we're sitting there, we're having fun. Yeah, it was, Buzz, I think, better than I've ever heard you on the air.
I'm sure you won't
just be. Just that segment that we were off.
I'm sure you won't be as good today, Buzz.
No, there's no way.
None of us will be.
Yeah, how could we?
Because really, in the back of our minds today, we're just thinking, you know, we give 110. Why give 110? Let's do 105 today, because if we give 110, what's the point when we could just be dumped at any time?
Mm-hmm. And I also apologize on behalf of all the support people, because what happened is we get thrown off the air because the studio just goes teats up.
Right.
And back at Fairfax, where this is very confusing, we do a show from Rockville, Maryland, that gets beamed via some type of satellite ISDN line back to Fairfax, Virginia, and then gets sent to New York.
Dixie Cup.
And then gets sent from New York to your radio wherever you are in America or on the Internet.
Internet.
Well... As it turns out, this thing happened, and all of a sudden, we're off the air.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the nerve center, not here where we're doing the show from, but where all of the stuff is being fed to the rest of the country, they don't have an emergency segment standing by.
Even though the person back there was kind of told to have something standing
by. It's not like this didn't happen before.
Right.
It's not like we've not been knocked
off
the
air. They were prepared for it, and they were supposed to be prepared for it.
I hear people yelling at other people on the phone, like, what do you mean it's locked up in an office upstairs?
Mm.
And I said to Rob at one point, I said, Mike and I got to get on the air to tell people what's going on, if anybody's still listening.
You know, TV stations have that little automatic thing when the power goes out and you see that screen, it comes on automatically. And perhaps we should have something like that.
And, of course, the motto at CBS, whenever anything goes wrong, immediately go to commercials. So they went to commercials, and then they couldn't figure out what was happening during one of these enormous commercial stop sets. So they decided to play more commercials. Now, I don't mind when it's on my dime, if it gets to the last part of the show and we're jacked up and we got to play commercials. But we really have never played 20 minutes of commercials in a row.
And our sincere apologies for that alone. I at one point was on the phone with the board out back at Fairfax, Virginia. And it went something like this. I'm like, hello? I hear. Hold on.
A lot of hold on.
A lot of grunting.
Yeah, but here we are, not making a big deal about it. Just, you know, here are two guys coming in with our lunch pails to do our jobs. we're lunch pail guys.
You were perfectly happy when we left last night. You were perfectly satisfied.
Hey, I didn't quit.
You didn't quit.
I didn't go home and quit the next day.
Not to win.
No, I was frustrated last night like everybody.
Of course. Very
frustrated. Like, what the frig is going on? And then the battle to get on the radio to at least say, we are still here. We didn't leave. Something's going wrong with the equipment.
That was the real fire drill.
Yeah, because Rob said, 3 minutes. 3 minutes until we go on the air. I said, great. I'm in here with Mike. I'm looking at my watch, and I go, oh, boy. It's been 5 minutes, 6 minutes. I go back to Rob. I go, what's happening? And this is when I found out that they doubled up on commercials.
Yeah.
So finally, 20 minutes later, after 20 minutes of commercials, say, are we ready? Are we ready? Yeah. Mike's in here on one phone. I'm in the other room, ready to pick up the extension. And right as we're about to go on the air to say that we're still here, somebody says to me, oh, yeah, you can't pick up this extension.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It only works with a handset, of course.
And it blocks you out.
So it blocks you out. So you got to go back in the studio and share with Mike.
Pass it back in the
room. So we were...
And incidentally...
Like two dopes just passing a phone back and forth going,
and really,
you know,
I think
we're still here.
We have very good rhythm after all these years. I think we have no problem with that. However, the passing a phone back and forth between us would not work. would not work because at one point I was going to say... I really thought you were done, and so, in fact, I thought you were done three times.
I'm sorry, Mike.
And I said, and now stay tuned for the bit, and every time I would say, and now stay tuned, you would get an afterthought, and you would say, oh, hold on, like that, and then the last time he goes, okay, and then you'd look at me like, I'm done, and then I would start again, and I would say, now stay tuned for the best. Hold on. And because we were,
I get the same
you were trying to explain.
I get the same complaint in the boudoir.
Yes.
I say I'm done, and they all say, okay, and then I say, wait, more. Give me more.
That's right.
And it's always as fast as that, Mike. It's always 1 minute afterwards.
Well, we hopefully what we said on the phone was heard by at least the local listeners.
Well, anyway.
I don't think it was heard by the network. No.
We're here, we're queer, we're not going anywhere. Sorry for the screw-up yesterday, and I know that the engineers are working as hard as they can to make our brand-new state-of-the-art studio that's only been erected, and it's quite an erection.
Yes.
It's an erection that's lasted nearly 7 months, 8 months now.
See a doctor.
And we do hope that everything works today.
I think it should. I'm really excited about the prospects for a complete show with no technical difficulties.
Good luck to us.
Completion is our goal.
Yes. As always,
yes.
Buzz.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, first item of business. I am just pissed at myself. Lucky that I didn't cause harm to myself or someone else on the way to work today. See this beautiful frock that I'm wearing? Do you see my beautiful blouse?
It's handsome.
My beautiful blouse.
It's a little, is it a regular turtleneck or is it a mock tee?
No, it's like it's regular.
It's one of the mock tees.
Okay, and it's, for a change, it doesn't say
mock turtlenecks.
It don't say Green Bay on it.
No, it's very stylish.
It's a nice shirt.
Very wintry.
My girlfriend got it for me for Christmas.
Oh, good choice.
So I think I'm going to wear something today that's not Green Bay-ish because Mike mentioned to me yesterday, just in passing, Mike said...
I don't intend any, you know, intend you to take those to heart.
No, I don't. It's just you made a valid point. At one point yesterday, we were just talking during the break, and Mike said, how many effing Packer things do you own? Because since Christmas, I've come in virtually every day with some new piece of stupid Green Bay Packers stuff to wear.
Yeah, some.
Mike, it has not been warm enough to wear that jacket.
I'm just nervous. I'm nervous to you. I want to make sure you like it.
Have I been straight with you about
this? You have. Absolutely. You've always been straight
with me.
Have
I not told you that?
So it's a heavy leather.
It is a gigantic, oversized, very warm.
Fits okay, though?
Fits great. Love
it. I'll wait for the cold days.
I love it. I love it. Mike got me a very nice Packers jacket for Christmas.
Do you have any Green Bay on today?
Socks and shoes. Socks and shoes.
So you still have the Packers socks.
A little bit, but I decide I'm going to wear something else. You know, try to be a grown-up when
and
coming to work.
And your heart, John.
What?
And your heart.
Thank you, Rob.
On his sleeve.
And I'm thinking as I'm leaving the house, it's always around the time that I get to the studios that I think it would be nice to have a cup of coffee. I would like a cup of Starbucks coffee. I think I've articulated my problem with Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
So, here you go. Use the Neil Noodle. Because
you're a goddamn genius.
I'm a goddamn genius. I fire up the coffee thing at home. I put in all the crap that they put in at Starbucks, just like I do in the morning. Put it in a nice travel mug. Think, aren't I the smartest F on the face of the earth?
Right.
Start my drive into work. Now, this is the problem. I only have two hands. One hand is on the steering wheel.
You have an automatic transmission.
Yes, I do. One hand is right there with the travel mug of coffee.
Perfect.
There's also a cigar in this equation.
Now you've already caused trouble there.
Now, the problem that I'm going to mention has nothing to do with the cigar. It has to do with the fact that I enjoy taking a drag on a cigar after I've had a mouthful of coffee.
Which is why your breath is always kissing fresh.
And then I eat blue cheese, and then I chew on my toenails for
exactly.
a while.
And occasionally, well, no, I can't say that on the radio.
Mike, I work on my breath. I am conscious of the fact that on any given moment I could have death breath.
I work far enough away from you to really never be aware. I mean, if your breath hit me over here, it would be horrible, but I've never noticed any breath problem.
Thank you, I think.
You're the it was kind of a compliment.
So, anyway, I'm coming in and I'm thinking, aren't I smart? And I like, I'm going, and I'm on a road where the speed limit is like 35. I'm going the speed limit, regular guy. Mm-hmm. Having a drag on my cigar, go, oh, that's good. Go to get some of this coffee, and it's at this moment that I realize, because I've loaded it up like the faggot that I am, I've loaded it up with the syrups and the mocha powder and everything.
Right.
And it's got the, I like my chocolatey kind of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And with this particular travel mug, which incidentally was my girlfriend's, a very nice one that had like a flip top and this thing you pull back so that you open it up, and it allegedly would not spill.
It wasn't a Packer one, was it?
No, it was not. It was not, Mike. It was not. Although I do have one.
Okay.
I do have a pewter Packers one, but mm-hmm. I didn't use it. And good thing, because I ended up tossing it out the window today. Because the problem is, I was driving along, and I realized that there was just a slight little drip of chocolatey residue that was on the outside
uh-huh.
of the mug. Right?
So you're focusing on the road.
Yeah, totally focusing on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I'm doing is, while I'm driving, I'm looking, and I notice, oh, my God, on my jacket that I've got here.
Yeah, right.
Maybe you can't see.
I can see.
There's a whole bunch of stains right there.
Those look like coffee stains.
Right, where I've already, on the drive in, I've already dripped coffee all over the front.
It's something organic.
So, I'm still going down this same road, about 35 miles an hour. You know, multitasking like everybody does. Mm-hmm. And I think, ah, Christ. I got it all over my jacket.
Yeah.
Oh, what the hell. All right, I get a napkin out, and I start doing this now. And
all right, to keep track then, you are smoking a cigar, drinking your coffee. You are looking at the chocolate stain that's on the cup. You are also observing the stain that's on your jacket and rubbing that stain out while driving. Yeah.
And I'm singing,
this will work fine if you're a squid.
And I'm singing to my favorite tune on the radio. I'm really multitasking.
Are you, keeping it on one... Is it on a radio station, or is it on like a CD or XM, or what is it on?
XM 70s.
So you're flipping.
Yeah, well,
then add that to the list.
To flip, all I have to really do is just my thumb on the steering wheel.
Cigar, steering wheel, looking at the chocolate.
When I finally got to the moment where I realized I'm a screw-up was, the cigar was back in the ashtray.
Right.
The coffee was back in the protective thing, that cup holder thing.
Good.
I wiped the stuff off my jacket.
Okay.
Then I unzipped the jacket and thought, aren't I smart that I zipped the jacket up like a bib?
So it doesn't get on your new blouse.
And I looked, and I saw right beneath my chin were a couple of gigantic, big, brown stains on this brand new light blue pullover. That
on
my
that one?
Did, on this thing that my girlfriend got me. I became enraged. I mean, now I'm still driving.
I know I speak for everybody here when we're all glad you want to look good for us.
It's 35. Well, I don't want my girlfriend. I want to bring this thing home and say, hey, nice shirt.
Brand new. And coffee is the worst. Right?
Look at the stain. So I go, oh, mother effer. I pull the car off on the side of the road and I jam on the brakes. And I realize at that point that I have left a little flip top to the coffee open.
Oh, dear.
And now the interior of my car, my beautiful, pristine car, which I keep...
Just like our balloon contest.
Which I keep more clean than my underpants.
Factory fresh. Make a note, Rob, espresso in one of those balloons.
I have a black interior on my car, and it was mainly on one of the floor mats. This was not the problem, though. I jump out of the car like a madman, and I go... I'm looking at myself now in the reflection of the car, and
right.
I see the spot on the shirt, and I go, F. And really, I start running around my car because somewhere in my car, there's a bottle of water.
Uh-huh.
And I think,
okay,
if I can just get the bottle of water.
True. You can blot the stain out.
True. Side of the road, flashers on, all four doors open, back hatches open.
Right.
I'm like a madman looking for this thing.
And he's tied to go.
I can't find it. Finally, I get inside the car, and I'm like, crap, I am so totally screwed. And then it rolls out. It rolls out from underneath the front driver, the front passenger seat.
The water bottle.
A little 8-ounce bottle of water.
Oh.
And I go, oh, there you go, you bastard. And as I lean over to pick it up, my big-ass, fat, stupid, retarded elbow knocks the coffee again. And this time it spills all in the cup part.
The center console.
Yeah.
Oh. Is all your coffee gone at this point?
Yes. And at that point, I took the travel mug.
Uh-huh. That used to be your girlfriend.
And I was outside of the car, uh-huh. and I had this Tarzan moment. It was like a caveman, Geico caveman.
Superpowers.
Moment. I just went... Really, I was... Effing coffee! Effing!
Would someone seeing you do this, would they have reported you to the police?
Mike, I am so glad you brought this.
Would you have been picked up by the Armed and Famous crowd?
I really, I'm trying very hard in this new year with my new outlook on things not to bring you fluff, to only bring you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
How many times, this never happens when you actually need help. Like when you have a flat tire, cops drive right by you, and I'm talking about not undercover cops, I'm talking about cops with lights on their cars that you can see.
Right.
You run out of gas on the side of the road, you're screwed.
But if you're causing some sort of scene...
Well, what happens is I take this thing and I chuck it. I'm in a wooded area.
Uh-huh.
And I just chuck this thing. And I'm no strong man, but by my estimation, I throw it maybe 30 yards. Right? I've got a nice spiral on it.
Not as far as Uncle Rico.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
Although I did it just like Uncle Rico. Same style.
I can throw a pass over that mountain there.
So now at this point, I've got all four doors open up. And the hatch opened up. The radio is blaring whatever stupid song I was listening to. I'm walking around going, oh, really, out loud. I'm just going, F.
Right.
F. God. And then I hear, boo-doo, boo-doo. And guess who's pulled up behind me? One of the county's undercovers. And she, as it turns out, is very nice. Yes, she. Yeah, baby.
Right away, I get a little turned on. Is she hot?
Baby.
I'm really truly amused by that.
She's cute.
For the purpose of this, Mike, and the fact that I may see her again, she's not knocked dead, just dropped
drop
down.
Dead gorgeous?
Gorgeous. Knockout. Right. Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful woman. I thought I was watching Armed and Famous with LaToya Jackson.
Oh. My favorite new show.
So,
and I'm not kidding about that.
I'm standing by the side of the car, and she comes up and she says, how you doing, sir? I said, oh, hey, I'm doing fine. She said, everything okay? I said, everything's great. She said, I noticed that all your doors were open and you're just kind of running around. I was wondering what it is. I'm wondering what it is that you tossed into the woods.
How are you, sir? I noticed all your doors were open. You were running around your car like a madman.
See, as it turns out, I think she was either on like a neighborhood patrol or maybe stopped to catch folks who might be going over 35 miles an hour.
Right.
And I guess I was in her line of sight and she was wondering what was going on.
See, Don, on Armed and Famous last night, they stopped a guy that was doing what you were doing, but he was doing it outside a convenience store with a pool cue. And they sent him on his way.
And, you know, they ran that stupid show two nights in a row, Mike.
And I watched it two nights in a row.
Did you really?
You know what? I hate to depart with our good friend Tom Shales. You know, I hate to do that, but man... Fantastic. It would have been a perfect traffic stop for you on Armed and Famous because it really was non-threatening and nothing was really going on.
Has Eric Estrada ever done anything you didn't love?
I adore Eric Estrada.
Oh, you always have.
He's the best part of the show. But what did she say to you after that?
She laughed. She
filled her with coffee.
Did you give her the whole lowdown and everything?
She said, what did you toss into the woods? And I said, a travel coffee mug. I said, look. And I showed her my shirt.
And then I do it like that?
Yeah, just like I pulled my shirt, like, look. And then I said, here's my jacket. I said, and take a look at the inside of my car, for God's sake. I said, I'm kind of a neat freak about my car. I'm kind of flipped out about this. And at this point, I had the back opened up, and I've got my... I'm very black in this regard. I have all kinds of cleaning products in the back of my car. I've noticed this when I go to the car wash.
Huh?
Generally speaking, brothers always have... Like the nice, neat Armor All, the wheel shine, the sponges, the chamois. You know, generally speaking, when you go to the car wash, your brother's got it together. Well,
so what you're doing really is probably calming her down because she's really getting the once-over of your vehicle, and she knows you're not smuggling arms down to terrorists or anything.
No,
like
I don't think that's what she thought. I thought that maybe she thought that I was having a senior moment or perhaps I was just a crazy guy.
Or a full-fledged breakdown.
I wonder what she thought you were throwing into the woods.
Well, she didn't know.
Yeah.
a baby.
That's what she said.
A baby. She threw a baby into the woods.
Anyway, she was very nice, and I said, you know, look at this. And I said, and I was trying to find this water. And then she was really very funny, and I have to give her credit. She said, well, you realize that the stain is probably going to wash away now. And I said, why? And I realized we'd been standing outside, and it was pouring rain. I mean, like, yeah, not a drenching torrential rain.
Right, just steady.
But it was a pretty steady rain, and it's like the water that I had been looking for in my car all of a sudden had formed on my shirt. So she said, as long as you're okay,
I see no stains now.
Have a super day.
You look like you took care of it with your bottle of water.
Yep.
Pain-free. Congratulations, because it is a handsome tunic.
There you go.
How's your car?
The car, well, I'll figure that out this weekend, yeah. Buzz.
You've got, what, like dairy products and chocolate?
What I left on the side of the road has to look like, seriously, someone's colostomy bag exploded. I had all of these white rags in the back of my car, like when I armor all my car and stuff.
Did you leave them there?
Yeah, on the side of the road. I swear to God. I don't care about nature. What I did was...
Well, the squirrels will suck on it and get a caffeine high. I caught caffeine high.
Well, I used to tell Frida all the time that the diet Coke cans that I threw out the window or my cigar butts out the window, that the squirrels would use those to make houses with.
Well, she was always concerned that was on your actual neighborhood street.
Yeah.
That was the problem with that. You would actually chuck those out there.
Yeah. Weaver, maybe. You can't get
away when it's your diet cherry Coke and it's on your street.
What you should do is tell anyone what my uncle used to tell me when he throws stuff out the window, that he has a permit.
That's great. So anyway, on this side of the road, I mean, because I was soft, I've got the two cup holders there,
right?
And there was like a quarter inch of coffee,
yeah,
that had permeated down to every nook and cranny,
right?
And I was taking these rags and just soaking the stuff up off my floor mat.
Does your car still smell like coffee?
Fortunately, Mike, I have enough Axe body spray.
Oh,
hi there! I feel like Super Dave with Febreze.
Does that mix well?
It got rid of the coffee smell.
Okay.
It got rid of the coffee smell.
Not to be confused with the Code Red that you use.
Oh, that's the Tony Stewart.
That's your underarm deodorant.
That's right. Made by Old Spice.
I had Carla smell that last night, and she complimented that. She likes that. I'm still using the woman's underarm deodorant.
Are you still using the band for ladies?
I am. You know what? It's a pride thing now. I like it.
Well, anyway, I want to say hi to my lady, Pepper Johnson, who pulled me over today.
Policewoman didn't
pull me over. Actually did what most people would want to happen,
right,
if you're going crazy on the side of the road, if you'd spilled coffee. You want somebody to pull over,
yes,
for goodness sake.
And she was, and for the sake of the argument, you're going to say she was hot, right?
Yeah, she was.
Can I tell you why I love and adore Armed and Famous? Can I tell you that? Can I tell you why it's the greatest new show on television?
Here's why.
He's mentally retarded.
No. I figured it out last night.
You're mentally retarded.
It is their choice of celebrities. They did it perfectly. They have a dwarf. That is a guarantee.
Oh, the little man from
Wee Man from Jackass.
Right.
Who really, you don't get how lovable he is in the Jackass movies.
No.
But you do. He is a legitimate star. He is a legitimate TV personality because he's lovable and he's an idiot. Then you have your hottie. I don't even know her name, but she's hot, she's got big boobs, and she's fine. Then you have your whack job, LaToya Jackson, because she is arguably the most insane of the Jacksons. And then you've got your 100% completely legitimate TV has-been in Eric Estrada. So the selection of celebrities they've given us, it's perfect. And when they taser them, and then when you have LaToya Jackson sitting there having therapy because she's afraid of cats, it's just, it to me, is quality television. The first night, I said, you know, I don't want to overreact to this, but when I got home and I turned it on and I ate my dinner watching it last night, thoroughly entertained.
I want to remind you,
entertained.
This is coming from the same mouth that said Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, would be a major motion picture star.
I still hold out hope that The Rock will be a major star.
I will make you a gentleman's wager.
Okay.
That Armed and Famous does not make it two more full episodes.
All right. I will take that bet. I think it's going to be a summertime, a wintertime hit.
What is this, Rob? What is that?
That's the theme to Armed and Famous.
It's the theme. Listen to the theme. It's a great theme.
Armed and Famous.
Listen to that throwback theme.
Indiana,
one more. I'm sorry to gush about it. Because you know what? Everybody, look, the critics hated it. They savaged this show. They completely savaged it. Right. And I, believe me, I agree. The plague of reality shows, there are too many of them. But I'm sorry. This one entertained me. And it entertained me because it is almost like legitimate cops. And the only thing they've done is they plugged these celebrities
Mike,
in.
I got to say, I ain't picking a fight with you. I watched it as well last night because I saw, hey, 8 o'clock, what's on? Right.
You didn't see the first night when they got tasered?
They reran the same episode, didn't they?
No, it was a brand new episode.
Oh, well,
it was fresh.
Looked to be the same to me.
No, it was great. They went out on calls and all that good stuff, and you know, went through the 2-week training and Jack Osborne. I throw him in there. He's kind of a throwaway.
Sure,
he's really, you know, I can take him or leave him. But you know what?
Yeah, the others are super.
You start to like him. You start to like Jack Osborne because he says he's really trying to straighten his life out, and he's counseling a junkie.
Is this simply a dalliance? Because everyone is allowed that. A guilty pleasure, if you were.
Of course it's a guilty pleasure. I'm not proud of liking it.
No. Do you think this show has legs?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, I really don't know whether I will stay with it as long. But, I mean, I know that initially I read the reviews of this. I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be such incredible crap. Then it was on when I walked into the kitchen the first night, and I couldn't stop watching it. It was, you know, I looked around. I saw the options, the 8 o'clock options. And we put this on, and I couldn't stop watching it. And just
you chose
Eric Estrada.
You chose that over My Name Is Earl. It was a new My Name Is Earl last night.
I don't watch My Name Is Earl. Oh,
God damn, it was a good one. And it was a three-part. It was My Name Is Earl, then My Name Is the Other Guy, then My Name Is Joy.
Right. Well, My Name Is Earl is, you know, it's like, I think Armed and Famous is like the underdog. You know, My Name Is Earl is the juggernaut. My Name Is Earl doesn't need my help. It's collecting awards right and left. It's a tremendously successful show. Our friend Greg Garcia is getting richer and richer. You know, I don't know who the bottom dwelling rat F that made Armed and Famous. I don't know what producer that is, but
some slimy guy, you
probably
know.
Probably some guy that made porn before, you know, and now he's making this. And you know, and LaToya Jackson, really the most hated Jackson, and now she's on this show, and you start to hate him. And
I hate Tito more.
She called, who did she call? She called one of her brothers.
I'm lying. I don't hate Tito. I love Tito. I love Jermaine. I love his child, Your Majesty.
She called Randy. She called Randy. She didn't call, or maybe she did call Jack.
Not the American Idol Randy.
No, she called.
Her brother Randy Jackson.
Isn't there a brother Randy Jackson? Or no, maybe it was Jackie.
It must have been Jackie.
It was Jackie because she said Tito and she got all the brothers and you know, she was telling him she was a cop and then she got counseled for cats. And when she was on the shooting range, it was hysterical because she didn't know how to operate a gun. And it was, you know, live ammunition, and I don't know. I just liked it.
You know, maybe you're on to it. I watched it. What do I know? Last night, I also watched Grey's Anatomy for the first time ever because CSI was a rerun, and my girlfriend said, you know, why don't we watch the show I like? And I said, sure.
Grey's Anatomy actually pushed me over to HBO and Rome.
Listen.
I watched Rome.
Rome.
Homo.
No. Oh, no. Au contraire, mon frère.
When I've turned on...
you might like Rome.
When I've turned on Rome every time, all I've seen is a lot of guys' asses.
No, you might like Rome, because there were a lot of women's asses on Rome last night.
Cool.
As a matter of fact, it was almost a couple of scenes like soft porn.
Well, it was definitely a mile away from Grey's Anatomy.
It was soft porn and then heads on sticks. Everything you want in a TV show.
I have never seen Grey's Anatomy before.
See, did you give it the full view?
Watched the full hour.
What do you think?
Sat there with my girlfriend, watched it, and said to her at the end of it, well, you know, how do you say this and not sound patronizing to someone that you care about?
Yeah.
You know, I said, well, I can see why it's such a popular show. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, well, because it's not like a doctor show. It's an edgy doctor show, and gosh, don't you know that the woman, and keep in mind, first time I've watched it, so anybody who watches it knows the plot. Gee, duh, the woman that's got $9 million who just had her fiance die, she's going to give the money to the girl with a curved spine so she can get her spine fixed, of course. And I don't even know who McDreamy is, and Sandra Oh, she got some kind of problem with some other guy. And all I know is at the end of the show, they did like all of these shows do, where it's a music montage, where it's like that, so you had a bad day. Things are going bad. You don't know what to do. Here's a look at the cast. Look at this guy. What's going to happen to him? And what about this girl? Hey, that's her dad.
So you liked it?
No. No, Mike, no.
Yeah, I watched it a long time ago. I didn't care for it.
No, and I can't even categorize it as chick flick TV.
Would you give Armed and Famous another try?
over Grey's Anatomy, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
I would.
Good.
Although I got to tell you, during commercials on My Name is Earl last night, mm-hmm. I did turn it on, and it don't do it for me.
Yeah, maybe you caught it at the wrong time. It has its own.
I'm sure I caught it at the moment. If I would have stayed with it 2 seconds more.
Did you catch it when Wee Man was skateboarding with his police partner?
No, see, here's the thing with Wee Man.
Wee Man's lovable.
I agree with you that he's got star quality.
He's lovable. He really is. He's a lovable dwarf.
Even when I saw him in the commercials, I keep thinking, though, of Jackass and Jackass 2.
Well, he is, and he gets put in his place, like, right at the beginning of the show about Jackass, and he is one of the Jackass guys. You can't argue with that. He is one of those guys. He's got that kind of attitude. But he goes into the bar, like, their first day of training. Right. It was fantastic.
Before we hit a break, I tell you what I don't like about it. It immediately came to me a scene that I saw on a commercial that said to me, ugh, crap. So it's Eric Estrada, who used to be called Paunch, and it's funny because he has a paunch now.
Right.
And he's, I guess, going to a crack house or something, and it's an 80-year-old woman, and she says, oh, I love you. Would you sign my breast? Okay. And it was at that moment that it kind of crystallized for me, and I said, maybe that's what this show is all about.
I truly believe that of all those has-beens...
Can you dispute that moment that
I just threw out? No, Jive. Of all the celebrities on that show, he is easily the one that gets the most recognition, which tells you about the state of the country. There's a lady that they pulled, that LaToya Jackson pulled out of his house, they had a warrant on, that is right out of the legitimate cops. That's what I like about it. And these people have given permission to have, they are legitimate police calls. And the lady that comes out without her teeth, it's delightful. Mm. And and you know what? You ignore the fact that that some of these things are set up, that some of the stuff is jive, because it's just got pure entertainment value.
Yeah, I think you had
I just liked it.
I think you had a weak moment, my friend.
I wasn't even drinking.
I think more of you. I think more of you than that.
Well, I'm going to give it a try next week, and I'll see what happens. But right now I have to put my my boozy thumb of approval on the show. I think it's terrific. Not terrific, it's good. It's solid entertainment.
What do I know? I'm sitting there last night just saying to my girlfriend, which one is Mick Dreamy?
Patrick Dempsey, right?
He was the guy watching the lady snore.
Because they all look Mick Dreamy.
Yeah, aren't they all? Isn't it all pretty men on that show?
It's all the guys with the two-day growth of beard.
That's the new thing now, is pretty men on TV. That's
wearing the Dr. PJs around,
right.
Looking cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Grey's Anatomy, do they ever get to that woman's anatomy? I mean, really? Isn't that her? Isn't she the one who's... Is it her dad?
The one who was snoring, that's Dr. Grey, and it's about her anatomy.
Right, well, when do we see it?
Well, Grey's Anatomy is what you take in medicine.
It's a book, yeah. Grey's Anatomy is that.
I understand, but I was just being literal. If this character is named Grey, when do we see her anatomy?
When she gets to be 80. Then it's Grey.
P.U.
Check it. You want to see some bad bodies.
P.U. Oh, but
some ugly men, go see Armed and Famous.
You ever want to see a worse show?
What?
Check out Men in Trees.
Oh, I'm sure.
Christ, if you're a man, you want to climb a tree and jump out of it.
Uh-huh. What's that about?
It's about Anne Celestia Hache being...
Oh, that's right. The one that takes place in Alaska?
Being a DJ in Alaska.
Yeah. Has she gone back over to the hetero side now?
No, she's been stretched out. She's had a kid. She's with a guy.
She's with a guy. Oh, you said no. So she has. So the answer would be yes.
I thought you said...
Has she gone back over to the hetero side?
No, I thought you meant has she gone back to the lesbo side?
No, I meant hetero. So
she's straight and sane.
Oh, okay.
No, she's straight.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if she's sane or not.
She admits to being sane.
I don't know. That was a weak 2 hours last night at TV, though, my friends. A weak 2 hours for Channel 7 ABC.
Well, I urge you to embrace my new choice, my new pick-to-click.
Uh-huh. Watch it, buddy.
Could be a regular. Could be a, But the thing is...
You know what you are? You're a regular Mark S. Allen. when it comes to crappy shows, Mike.
You know, the only thing about it is I think that what works is these particular celebrities... I'm not sure if they can duplicate the chemistry.
I just have to explain that. There's this guy in Sacramento does a morning TV show out there. Guy's a fan of our show. And his name is Mark S. Period Allen.
Uh-huh.
And he is the easiest lay when it comes to reviewing movies.
Yeah, they use him, right? Didn't you say tell me they use him all the time?
If you ever bother to watch the ads for the worst movie, like, for instance, I guarantee... Whenever The Hitcher is released, in 2 weeks or whatever, you're going to see, it'll say, the critics say, and it'll say, spectacular, riveting. I've never seen anything scarier. The best horror movie of all time. And all four will be attributed to Mark S. Allen, Sacramento TV.
We ought to get him on the show and ask him if he gets paid for that.
Conversely, a movie like The Pacifier with Vin Diesel,
yeah,
where he plays the guy that has to become a mouse, a house mommy,
right,
Mr. Man.
Right.
All you see is, I've never laughed harder. Vin Diesel has never been better. This is the movie that will make Vin Diesel a household name. Again, all quotes attributed to Mark S. Allen.
I bet the studios have easy marks that they say, hey, make sure you listen to his review.
I think he's just behind Larry King on that. What was the movie that just came out with Cedric the Entertainer, where he's like a secret agent?
The Cleaner.
That would be another good Mark S. Allen quotable.
Astonishing.
And
riot.
I remember the quote that I read, speaking of Larry King, before I saw The Good Shepherd with Matt Damon, the Robert De Niro movie. The best CIA movie ever. Okay. How many other movies about the history of the CIA?
The history of the CIA. That might be the only one. The history of the CIA. Who knows?
That was it. We got to hit this break. We'll be right back. Oh, Super Dave is here.
Oh, God.
And Mike, I know you're going to New Orleans
this
weekend.
Yes, I am going tomorrow.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Don't forget. Use that wallet thing, that belt wallet thing that I told you about.
We're going to dress very frumpy. We're not going to draw attention to ourselves, so I will not be wearing my Dr. Seuss hat when I get off the plane.
But our man Super Dave is back from New Orleans.
Yay.
He'll give us some hints about New Orleans.
Nobody I would look to for more advice than Super Dave.
And as you know, he lives in Baltimore, and we're heard every day in Baltimore on Free FM up there. And Ravens have a huge game tomorrow against the Colts. And I think when we have... what's his name from the NFL show today? Charlie Casserly?
Yes.
I think Super Dave will be handling our NFL segment today, talking exclusively about your Baltimore Ravens.
That'll be delightful.
That's great.
I look forward to that immensely.
I am just a prick, too.
Why?
Because I'm a selfish, self-centered prick. Because I actually was talking to somebody about that game today, about how exciting that game is tomorrow, that Ravens game. I mean, Colts coming back. It's the first time in 10 years the Ravens have had a home playoff game.
Tempted?
I'm tempted, but I was just a selfish ass sitting there thinking to myself, how come they haven't called me to ask me to come to the game?
Yeah.
It's the most important freaking game that they've played in 10 years. I read the newspaper today. They normally have 100 press credentials for a game. They got like 500 press credentials for this game tomorrow. Like the Ravens are going to call me up out of the blue and say, oh, yeah, hey, schmuck. Guy who comes to the games only when we call because you like being treated like a king and walking around like you're really somebody when we're all really laughing behind your back because you're like a five-year-old when you're here.
Right.
They're not going to call me to invite me up. And, of course, you know me. I wouldn't want to sit outside. Sit outside in a seat with the fans.
Don't hurt me.
I've got to be up in the owner's suite.
It's cold.
I actually said to my girlfriend, just listen what a prick I am.
Well, you're the biggest Washington media person who is supported the Ravens. So
for a long time. I like the Ravens. They've been very sweet to me. They've been great to me. I have nothing to ask for in the Ravens. They've made my football dreams come true. That's really true. I mean, they flew me on the team plane, let me go on the sidelines.
That ought to do it.
They're just great.
Never more.
I said to my girlfriend, like they have a freaking clue. I said to her, really, I said, you know, I understand that they're crowded up there this weekend, but for goodness sakes, Ray Ray has a suite that's right next to the Modell suite. Now, I'm speaking about these people as if I actually know them. Mm-hmm. She says, who's Ray Ray? I said, Ray Lewis. She said, you know Ray Lewis? I said, hell no, I don't know Ray Lewis. I just know his suite is right up there, and once you get up in that suite area, nobody screws with you.
There's the hotline.
No, not a chance, Mike. Anyway,
I'd say there is. Yeah, will you tell us all if you get a call before the end of the show?
It ain't going to happen, but yeah, I will. But go Ravens. A big week, best weekend, I think, even more so than last week. It is the best weekend for football, even better than the Super Bowl, because this is the weekend. Wow. You've got games on Saturday and Sunday, and they matter. All the good teams are playing this weekend. And Mike, you are going to be friggin' in the middle of it with the Saints. God damn. If the Saints win like everybody hopes they do on Saturday night.
I've already scoped out the best sports bar to go to, and we're going to be there, and we're going to be doing the whole, it's kind of a fair weather type thing, but I'm not an Eagles fan, and the Eagles knocked my Giants out, so I'm going to be buying The Saints jerseys.
How could you not root for the Saints?
Oh, we're going to go nuts for the Saints.
Yeah. If you're lucky enough to go to New Orleans this weekend.
Oh, I'm going to be, you know what, I'm going to buy more stuff for a team that I am not a lifelong fan of than I've ever done before. I'm coming back with Saints jackets, everything. I'm going to go crazy down there.
There's a great sports bar down there you're going to want to go to. It's called Homicide.
Rob, I don't think anybody was killed in New Orleans today.
Don, day ain't over.
Day ain't over. We got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what are you going to suggest?
The guy, I suppose, providing that he's whatever you want. But I don't know.
I'm fascinated by women who are married to gay guys and they don't know it until the guy comes out and says, look, I like boys.
But I don't think you can.
Well, that's a good question. Karen said, you know, our hairdresser, she said she knows how to tell.
How?
If a guy wants to toss the salad, he's pretty much gay.
Someone told me that if a guy can.
What is that? I feel like if you're making dinner and he says, excuse me, honey, can I toss the salad?
Good chefs and toss this
out. Yeah, yeah. Everybody tells, schools are out of control. Oh, they're out of control. We need prayer in the schools. We don't need prayer in schools. We need to toss Salad Man in school. That'll straighten the kids out. Hey, Jimmy, you got a D. You know what you got to do? No!
Hold on a second. Where's this thing? Hi there. Anytime now. Oh, O'Reilly's gonna hate this.
Gonna fail. You guys are idiots. That's just the way it is.
Okay. Yeah, ding, ding. I like that you're holding every hand with it again as you push button 3, and that's the button I'm pushing, friend.
Okay.
Please notice that I'm not yelling at you, Rob.
Oh, no, I
love what I'm sitting here trying to get the thing with Dude Walker saying you're listening to the show,
uh-huh.
And I'm pushing button 3, which is the machine it's in, and Rob looks at me very slyly and says,
button 3. Champion Salad Tossers, the Don and Mike Show.
I think he's got it now.
Let's try it now.
Here we go. And...
still not.
No.
Okay, that's...
how about that?
Before the first hour...
Hold on a second. Hello?
Isn't that something?
Oh, that?
Now I'm nervous again.
See?
Yeah. Now I'm nervous if that's just like the beginning and things are all going to fail. Is this going to be a chain reaction again?
No.
He just turned off the machine. I guess that's the way we're going to deal with things now.
We're going to reboot it.
We're going to reboot it. That's
works with everything.
That's good. Well, once again, gosh, it seems to me that maybe the rebooting should have been done, you know, between the time when the studio forced us to go off the air yesterday. And maybe it was. Maybe everything, every piece of equipment in here was rebooted yesterday.
It's something to do with that side of the studio. It's something to do with that particular column of equipment.
Well,
it's snake bit.
Mike, not to to just belabor this point, but... there's a lot of equipment over here in the left-hand corner of the studio. Mm-hmm. And who am I to say? I don't know a lot about engineering.
Right.
But Joe told me that he was back here by the rack of audio equipment we have.
Right.
And because there's really not good ventilation back here by where this stuff is.
Not really ventilation in this room at all.
It was over 100 degrees. They were getting a reading of over 100 degrees from the equipment.
Hey, if they can tack another 50 degrees on that, it'll melt. That'll be exciting.
Okay.
I just see Rob's head.
It's still not working.
I know.
Rob's head is back.
He's not looking behind
it. How'd you get your head back there?
Magic.
God.
All right, Mike, we're gonna be pros and move on.
Very good.
Okay. Move on. Here we go.
We're not going to sit here and dwell on anything negative.
Doing our best to move on.
Amen.
Continue the show. God, I hope the internet works because we just got something really great from TMZ.com that you really have to hear.
The internet.
Yeah, this is something that you don't have to see to enjoy.
Okay.
This is a brand new Paula Abdul is effed up video.
Good stuff.
From TMZ, brand new, just like in the last 30 minutes it was posted. Let's roll this. Play. Play, please. Play.
Please.
click play. Okay, and rolling. Here we go.
Here it comes. Buffering.
It's buffering.
Loading.
Paula's on TV.
Good morning, everybody. She can hear us. So tell us, what are you looking for?
That level is way low, Robbie.
How about a lot of you coming in? It's a wild party where you are.
She is effed up.
Yeah,
boy, she's effed up.
I hear that Simon has actually said that this had some of the worst singers that he's ever heard. What did you think of the singers in Seattle? Well, I have to agree with Simon.
Oh, no.
Paula?
I think he sounds pretty effed up. How about she sounds pretty effed up? How about you, Mike?
She sounds like she's far away.
I thought she sounded like she sure does look drunk.
Help me.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hi, Don.
Hi there. Hi, Mike.
How you doing? Boy, that Paula Abdul sure is effed up. I guess, you know, is this a YouTube video?
No, it's TMZ.com.
TMZ, same type of thing. I mean, it really, the audio quality ranges dramatically on all those things.
It does.
That's better. But that's Madonna, right? That's Madonna regifting her panties.
Madonna. Madonna.
Okay, Paula Abdul, we'll try this one more time.
Dove wants you to create their next great TV spot, and I'll be introducing the world.
That level is still way low.
Commercial break in the 79th Annual Academy.
We'll run with it, maybe so. Come on. Hey, this is the fat girl from Grey's Anatomy.
There.
Big bone girl. Big boned Hispanic girl.
Good luck.
Okay, we'll try this one more time. Paula Abdul. Buffering.
It's coming right now.
CD player almost working.
Get ready for bad audio quality.
Studio's working great.
Here it comes.
Show moving at a faster pace than it's ever moved at.
Right now, get ready for action and fun.
I'm about ready to open up all the doors and jump outside the radio studio and throw my can of coffee.
Good morning, everybody.
She can hear us. So tell us, what are you looking forward to this season?
How about a lot of you coming in? It's a wild party where you are.
That's what we hear. We hear that Simon has actually said that this had some of the worst.
Is that level loud enough to hear?
I think so.
What did you think of the singers in Seattle?
Well, I have to agree with Simon.
Oh, no.
Paula?
She looks effed up.
Hey, you know what? It is what it is.
Okay.
She was pretty messed up, huh?
I guess it was more visual than
anyone realized. Did her eyes look glazed over?
Yeah, she looked after.
Did she look like she'd been out partying all night?
I apologize, Mike. That's on me. I don't want to blame it on anyone else who said
that. Hey, was breaking news. You said it was put up like just a few minutes ago.
I don't want to blame anyone else who came in and said, wow, this is really great. You got to see this.
Well, let me tell you what the good part of that is. That is something we can build on for the upcoming season because you don't know. You know, if she goes further down that trail, you're going to see more effed up Paula.
I think they are. They're intimating that she was on weed. It says, Paula, pass it to the left.
Wow.
But she was giggling a lot, and they think that she was high on weed.
I am starving.
Anyway, go to your own computer and watch it, for God's sakes.
Yeah, well, it'll be equally bad on your own computer, I'm sure.
So this thing is just, is this thing like Yvonne DiCarlo now? This machine?
I just reset it. We can say...
We'd have
to be fun.
Have to test it to know. All right, so it's been turned back on, right?
Yep. Here we go, Mike. Let's see if Dude Walker is there, indicating the show's back. blue button is pushed, buddy.
All right, buddy.
All right, buddy.
You can play it up here, though.
That's
good. Will it work up there?
Yeah.
Let's see.
We'll see.
Maybe it is the CD. Started.
It's a brand new studio, Mike. It's
brand
a
new
brand
state of the art.
Brand new studio.
State of the art. The equipment, I was told, the equipment that failed yesterday, only 6 months old.
The number one show in Iraq, Tomento, the Don and Mike program.
All right, that one's working.
There you go. All right, now we're officially back.
Top of the world, Dave.
Okay. Excellent. We got it. We're here. We're queer.
We're ready.
We're in control.
We are.
That's a hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You know what that was? That was simply, that's like going to Atlantic City and just putting money on black right away. Either it's black or red. That was a crapshoot.
You win or you lose.
To see if the phones worked.
Mm-hmm.
Great to hear they work. Welcome to the show.
You win.
I'm a winner?
Now, I'm going to ask you a favor.
You're a winner in life, my friend.
This is Mike here, and I'm actually, much like Don, trying not to throw anything out the window or get angry.
Mm.
And I certainly don't want to direct my anger at an innocent.
But we've just had some minor technical glitches, and yesterday there were some major technical glitches, and I'm going to ask you to really respond to us in a more timely fashion when we say, how are you? Okay?
I'm going to work on that better than I can. I'm beating Paula Abdul in the fashion thing.
What? How are you?
What? Yes, exactly.
No. How are you?
I'm sitting.
You're sitting.
Yeah, I'm wasted as hell.
Oh, well, now it makes sense.
All right. So much.
Yeah.
Right,
finally. Okay.
My bread has been buttered since way too early.
What are you, well, now you're making perfectly sense, perfectly understandable sense. What is your vice of choice today?
Oh, well, let's see. Where shall I start?
Start at the beginning.
The beginning, of course.
Okay, the beginning. It started off with whiskey.
Ooh.
And then a bunch of Pabst, and then I had some pills. I don't know. Joe could probably help me out determining what those were.
Well, do you
really couldn't tell you. And then
Pabst Blue Ribbon. I heard Pabst in there. And what else?
Oh, I'm not quite sure. And then there's this other stuff. You eat it. It looked funny. I think it might have grown off the earth. Maybe cow stuff.
A mushroom, perhaps. Wow.
So you have had liquor, beer, and shrooms.
And pills.
And pills.
Oh, and I left out a couple, but those are not needed for... You don't even know about that.
Are you able to read what the pills were?
You're supposed to read them?
did you buy
That's
them?
Ridiculous.
Did you buy them off the street, or do you have the bottles in front of you?
Oh, I have a tree.
You have a tree?
You have a pill tree?
Yeah, you don't have one?
Is that like an advent calendar?
I don't know, man. After the mushrooms did it to me, I could find it.
Is that like one of those things for either little kids or old people where you have like... 8 little compartments that say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
No, if you take mushrooms, you'll see a pill tree.
Yeah, it's similar. It's like a walnut tree, but all the walnuts turn different colors, and you eat them, and you feel extra better than the last one.
This is what I've...
You know, I have one of those little pill compartments. I have it for my vitamins.
Sure.
Just don't read them backwards, because it can be dangerous.
Yeah, he sounded like Elvis just then.
Don't read them backwards, because it could be dangerous.
Well, what do you... What can we do for you? What can we do for you, drunken friend?
Why'd you dial today?
Maybe they're right.
Oh, I wanted to let you know if you're interested in the Jackass videos.
Jackass videos? You have
them? Well, the movie Jackass. No. Well, I'm a jackass, but anyway, I can send you some.
Well, we've seen the TV show, and we've seen the movies.
Seen both movies.
No, but you should see CKY and CKY2K. They're before Jackass.
Oh, you mean before when they were just becoming famous?
Yes.
Huh. Great. Here's what I want you to do. Get in your car right now and drive.
I don't have a car. Hold on.
That's probably for the best.
Okay, get out of your house right now. Where are you calling from? What city?
Take a stab at it.
Sacramento, California.
All right, you're gonna have to run like Forrest Gump and able to get here to D.C. in the next 3 hours. But
Do it.
Come on.
I'd really like to say that the D.C. drunks are not pulling their weight. We get a lot more wasted calls from Sacramento. And those calls are in the middle of the day out there.
Keep in mind, Mike, it's what time? Hey. It's 1:07 now in Sacramento. If we did a midday show, maybe we'd have the midday drunks on the East Coast call.
Hold on. I'm breaking into the car right now.
Breaking into whose car?
Huh?
Whose car?
It's my friend. But look, I have the beer. Hello?
It's okay. He has the beer.
Well, then he'll forgive you.
Now, I think he might be doing a drunken playlet for us right now.
Yeah.
I think he's had the mushrooms.
I think he's doing a playlet for us.
Yeah, I think as soon as he went to the car, I think this is a playlet.
Are you at the car right now? Are you outside at the car?
I'm standing. Yeah. You want me to kick it? Listen.
Yes. What kind
of
car is it?
This is a Ford Bronco something.
Is it white?
No, it's blue.
All colors.
bang your head against it.
Hold on. Let me set my beard out.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to keep this going in here. Ready? One, two. Ah.
How'd that do?
I feel great.
Felt great?
Still, you're so wasted.
Good.
So is the car locked?
No, you can't lock this thing. It's too old.
What's your name, drunk?
My name is Daniel, sir.
Mike, I think he's much more than a drunk. I think he's
drunk,
multi-dimensional. He pills, shrooms, booze.
It's okay. Yeah. It's the weekend. It's almost the weekend.
Do you have a job?
Oh, yes, sir.
Just, were you off today?
I've been off for a week. That's sort of why I'm in this situation.
Okay. What do you do? Are you in government out there? What do you do?
I do things.
Just generally speaking, what's your job? What kind of work do you do?
I work outdoors, occupational.
Occupational therapy?
No. Sometimes. I guess today might be.
What, are you one of those guys that has to put on the orange thing and pick up garbage on the side of the road?
Close.
Are you a landscaper?
Close.
Closer.
Struggling.
Closer with the landscaper. Mm. Outdoors, occupational.
What do you grow weed?
No. You have to do that indoors, man.
Okay, we give up. What do you do?
Silly man.
I'm a buzz. I am a pool guy.
A pool guy.
A pool guy.
A pool man.
Pool guy.
Yeah.
Pool guy.
I thought it was a pole guy. That's what it sounded like when he first said it.
That could be the slurring.
You're not a pole guy, are you? You're not a pole smoker, are you?
Negative.
Negative. Are you, as far as pools, do you clean them or do you construct them?
I just usually just hang around them and pretend like I'm doing stuff.
Yeah, Mike, he's a cleaner.
You know what I love about it? What's great about the drunk? They can more skillfully evade a question than the finest politician. Did you notice the way he answered that? He wouldn't be able to do that sober. He would not be. I like to stand around them. Thank you. So do you clean them or build them?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. See you later.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Hey, T-Wan, I love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
It's been beautiful.
It sure has. Bye-bye.
Hey,
bye-bye.
That was Buzz.
Yes.
I have something for you.
I'm sure you do. Hang on to it, buddy.
Yes, you do. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Well, okay. That's rude.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hiya.
Hi there.
I want to talk to the gods of radio.
Well, you're talking to us right now.
I'm way drunker than the guy that's on the radio right now.
Well, I believe it. What's happening, Skank? How are you?
I'm doing so good. I'm playing darts out in my garage. I'm listening to the guys that I've been listening to since I was 9 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, before your first period, huh? What was that like? Honey, you can't say the S word.
I'm sorry. I will refrain from that now on.
What is your name?
I'm going to go with Sheila.
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 Sheila, because that's the Australian word for female.
Sheila, let's see if we can guess. When did you first become a bleeder? I'm going to guess 11.
12.
Very close.
12.
Very, very close.
Okay, Mike, here's one for you.
Okay.
When did she have her first abortion?
I'm going to say 19.
Oh, Mike. Yeah. You just missed.
You were 18?
Am I 18?
No, you were 18 when you had it. Now, see, I can tell she's drunk now with that.
Yeah.
She tried.
No, I wasn't 18.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
But you did have an abortion.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore. Before
she had her boobs reduced.
Sick
dirty girl.
I have soap.
Dirty girl. So you're saying you got the big monster jugs?
Huge. And one time I actually called in and I was almost placed in a contest by Mike's preference. I have the biggest areolas that God could give a woman.
Well, why don't you at some point come down and show us?
I would love to, if you guys could move closer to Montgomery County.
Honey, we're in Montgomery County.
Yeah, we're actually in Rockville now. You need to move closer. Did you know that?
Okay, now you're really tempting me.
Yeah, you didn't know that we were in Rockville, Maryland?
We're not good.
No. I just heard all this talk of Virginia, and I just assumed.
Well, Joe, you've been listening for the last 7 months, 8 months. We've been broadcasting from, we're on Rockville Pike in Rockville.
That's because I've been having my areolas enlarged, I guess, that I have been missing that you are in Rockville.
If you come down today.
Scheiße.
If you come down.
I can say that, yes. That's German.
How big are your areolas?
Oh, probably about silver dollar size.
Silver dollar size.
Pancake, that is.
Wow.
Where are you in Montgomery County? What city?
Montgomery Village.
Oh, you could throw a rock in here.
You're probably too effed up to drive, but what if we send a cab for you?
Well,
I guess tomorrow, if you could do that about.
Yeah, tomorrow is fine.
Great. 3 o'clock tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow.
We'll be there.
You want to be in the first hour of the show tomorrow?
I would like to be in all hours of the show.
Well, you know, we'll see how it goes. We'll bring you down here for the first hour tomorrow. And then see if it works out. Then we'll maybe keep you here for the whole show.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Are you appreciative that I have been listening to you since I was pre-pubescent?
Yes, before your period. Yes, we are. We would like to prove it to you tomorrow.
Tomorrow you'll
come
know.
Come on down, and we will base the whole show around you, at least the first part of the show, around you and your beautiful areolas.
Okay. Put me on hold with the worst, worst person. That could happen to take calls for your show.
Joe?
Okay, we'll put you on with Joe. And Joe.
My name is Joe.
Just no. Just a minute.
Joe will tell you what time. Now, listen, tomorrow the show starts at 3. What time do you think you could be here?
Oh, I could be there at 3.
At 3?
Hold
perfect.
On a second. Guys, let's what? Stop this.
What?
We don't do a show tomorrow. It's Saturday. We don't do a show.
Everybody.
Come
you
on.
Got me. I told you I was the drunkest.
All right, then hold on.
I told you.
All right, then. How about Monday?
I'll be there.
Okay. Great. Monday.
We'll see you
Monday's
here.
Monday's a holiday. You don't work on Monday.
Not that drunk.
She's sobering up.
Listen, not to sound like the horn dog of horn dogs, but what's wrong with today?
If you were nearing the end of your show and Buzz is going to have his...
Honey, we have 3 hours left in the show.
Just a moment.
Have 3 hours left in the show. Buzz is coming on next.
No.
it's 4:15.
So you're on till 7:15? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Till 7.
You're approximately 15 minutes away.
Well, that's true, but what about my children's?
Oh, you have kids?
Well, yeah.
You're supervising your children drunk?
Well, then.
Bye!
Bye-bye. See you later.
She was sobering up and becoming more difficult.
Oh, Lady Madonna, baby at your breast. Wonder how you manage to feed the rest.
I've come down, but I'm in Montgomery County.
With my kids.
We got kids, Ari and Ola.
We got a break because Super Dave is here.
Oh, fantastic.
Hey. And we'll smell him and ask him what the deal is with his shirt. And what the deal is with New Orleans.
Sure.
And he'll talk about the Ravens.
He's got his stuff upstairs.
It will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Richard Hayden? Tommy.
So where's my dad? I thought he was going to meet me at the airport.
He was at the airport this morning, but you weren't on the plane.
He said he had a surprise for me.
Maybe. I guess you should have called.
I did call earlier when using the phone.
Earlier? When was that?
Or later when then I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
2-4-9-5-6-7-8.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I don't like you.
Probably not. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
I could probably teach you a few things, like, you know, some positions and moves.
I like their show.
Hold on a second. Try that one again.
Dude Walker?
I like their show. I like their show a lot. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, that's close enough for government work.
Very good.
As we continue to make it happen with, there you go, with that. Take that one out and put that one in. Good, good, good. What are the engineers doing, incidentally, during all of these crises that we're having?
They're checking the manual on the CD player to see if a setting has been changed.
Rob, that might be the funniest thing you've said all day.
You know what that sounds like? That's how they're...
It's nice to know that the engineers, as we speak, are reading the manuals.
Let's check in with them right now.
Damn it.
read any of this stuff. Damn it.
Okay, let's stop making friends around here.
Okay.
And let's get right to Super Dave. Yeah. He's here. He's back from New Orleans. Super Dave.
Super Dave.
He's able to tie his shoes.
On a speeding bullet.
Not faster than a speeding bullet.
It's quite a bandage he's got on today.
Pulled on a locomotive.
He likes Hooters.
Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
He can barely make his way in here.
Up in the sky. It's a bird.
No, it's Super Dave.
Superman. Yes, it's Superman.
Super Dave.
Visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond.
Hi, Super Dave.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
How you doing, Super Dave?
All right.
How the frig are you? Been a long time. Happy New Year, Super Dave.
Happy New Year to you all.
Let me turn off this stupid thing with your Superman.
It's been too long, Super Dave.
Oh, hold on. There you go, Super Dave.
Yeah, it has been too long.
It has.
Now, you live in Baltimore. I was right
correct.
About that. You a big Ravens fan?
Yes, I am.
Good. In a moment, sometime today, you'll be able to talk Ravens with Charlie Casserly from CBS about the big game this weekend.
You know enough about football to talk with a wonderful football man, a former general manager, a guy that knows the ins and outs of the NFL.
Yes, I do.
Super Dave, what's the deal with that that bandage that you have on your right arm?
Yeah.
I was given blood today in Overly at the Maryland Biological Services so I could get the $20 to come down here.
How much?
It's not the whole 20, but
right.
Seven on the train and then like six on the metro.
Why is it that we would pay a woman with big areolas to come down, yet Dave has to give blood to be able to come down?
I feel badly about that.
Mike, you're too generous.
As right.
Mike goes for his wallet.
Let's double that up on your way home, okay?
Right.
There you go. Take that home tonight, all right?
So if I suddenly drop over...
See him scarf that 40 up? He didn't hesitate, did he? You, that's in your pocket. That's already spent money, isn't it, Dave?
Not really. Going to try to stretch it out a little bit.
Good for you.
I bet you stretch it out, my friend. So when you gave blood today, did they give you a cookie afterwards?
No, they don't.
Now, normally when somebody...
Give you orange juice or something like that to get your...
$20, you have to buy your own juice and cookies.
Right, that's why they give you the money. It's a donation, and then they give you the money so you can go out and have a nice lunch or something like that.
Dave, I'm curious, do you get any kind of disability or anything where you can, collect some money to live on or anything like that? Anybody helping you in that regard?
I've always tried to, but they've always said that I'm not disabled enough to get approved.
Yeah, maybe you need to...
Ain't that the truth.
Maybe you have to come up with some sort of act. You know, where you could really...
Remember, when we first met you, we thought that you were, like, borderline retarded. We know that you're not.
Right.
Right.
But you can definitely pull it off. I mean, that is a compliment.
I mean, you talk the way you do because when you were born, the umbilical cord wrapped around your neck. But you weren't, your brain wasn't deprived of any oxygen or anything like that.
I find it hard to believe that you could... I've watched a lot of Law and Order episodes. I find it hard to believe that you could be sitting in front of a social servant who would say, if you just went into your regular speak... But didn't speak as intelligently as you do.
Just work
right.
You know. For goodness sakes, they give you $20 right on the spot.
Yeah, I would think you'd be able to do that. Has anybody? Have you gone to social services, tried to get some help? You know, from people. I mean, isn't this the seat of that kind of bureaucracy in America, right here in Washington D.C. I would imagine somebody would be able to figure out. So you get no money from the government at all?
None.
You don't get the unemployment or anything like that?
No.
You're like the person that goes on the job interview and they say, you are fantastic. You are just overqualified for this position.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Overqualified. Now, you, when last we checked with you when you were here, you were working at McDonald's washing windows, right? Isn't that what you were doing?
It was, but it got frustrating and tiring.
What was frustrating about it, Dave?
Just not really getting anywhere.
You wanted more.
Right.
Not really enough upward mobility.
Right.
Where did you want to move after Windows? What would your next move have been in the McDonald's ladder?
I would have liked to have been more in tune with getting stuff organized and...
Maybe working with the food?
Food probably.
Hey, was that a clean needle today?
Yes, it was.
Is there any
double checking?
I think they use a fresh needle, a fresh bag every person.
You know, when you give blood, they normally give you that little cotton swab and a Band-Aid. You seem to have a tourniquet
wrapped
around your arm. Is there any particular reason for that?
Right, they do that to keep the pressure on.
Yeah, how long has it been on there?
Since like 10 o'clock this morning.
10 o'clock this
morning. It's now 4:30. I think you could probably let that go, I would imagine.
Are you a bleeder, Dave?
Not so much.
That's probably constricting blood flow to your arm you had that tied so tight there.
Yeah, it's a better look. Now, see, the color's coming back into your hand.
Yeah. Mike, I dare you to smell that ace bandage you have.
I really don't think I'm going to.
I double dog dare
you. All right, let me take a smell.
It's got the betadine and
Smell the bandage, Mike.
It smells medicinal. Yes.
Right, it's got the betadine and the iodine.
You'd like to try it, Don?
Passing it to me?
All right, there you go.
Let me just show you the way to smell it, not where the pus was.
Okay.
I meant this part right here.
Okay, go ahead.
Just
smell
like
that.
I'm not kidding.
Is it lovely?
Try this part, the part of the ace bandage that had been rolled up in the crease of his elbow.
Right, hold it lower, please.
On the inside of his elbow.
There you go.
Where are those tongs?
What a sweet bouquet.
Wow.
You've got a better... No thanks. I got the gag reflex on that.
I'm going to put this in the trash. Let me see. Right. Let me see the wound. Probably you're fine. You're not
it's
bleeding.
It's just a small little thing.
Have you put on a little weight since New Orleans? Since Louisiana?
I've kind of gone up and...
Up and down?
Right.
Yeah, you're looking good, though. What's the deal with that shirt?
I used to work at Ruby Tuesday.
No, not the logo. It appears, is that dirt on the shirt, or are those stains
on the shirt?
Is that
mustard?
What I did was I sprayed it with a little bit of...
Febreze?
Bleach this morning, or whatever was in the thing. Because it's been sitting so long.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a little musty.
Oh, okay. All right. And that didn't work out for you then, huh? Bleach kind of discolored the shirt.
Right. Figured it was better to have it a little discolored than smelling kind of musty.
I understand. Right.
No, you took a bus trip down to New Orleans.
A plane trip.
I'm sorry.
I flew this time.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations. You know, Mike's going to New Orleans this weekend.
Yeah, right. I am. I'm really looking forward to it. That's a great city, isn't it, Dave?
Yes, it is. And Coyote Ugly is a really good bar to go to.
Mike, right. Oh, just experiencing a little Purell here, Don.
Would you pass by the hand sanitizer?
There you go. That's Purell.
Cough and cold season, Don.
Now, is that where you hung out in New Orleans, Dave? Was Coyote Ugly?
That and Hooters and Mattery.
Oh, fantastic.
Kills 99.9% of germs. Instant hand sanitizer. That's the ticket.
Just a little bit, Don.
There you go.
That's all you need there.
Hey, Dave.
It's the cold and flu season.
Hey, Dave. It's a magic product I bet you've never tried.
I have tried sanitizers.
Have you? Put some on your hands and rub it together. See how it goes.
They hand it out on the cruise ships.
There
now,
you go.
You know.
Right.
All right, go ahead. Give that a rub. It's the cold and flu season, Dave. We're all going to be perfectly sanitary here.
How are those ham hocks now?
Real good.
Pretty good. Yeah. And it has a nice little smell to it, too.
Yeah.
Smell your fingers. Does they smell good?
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
The Hooters girls will love that, I'm sure.
Isn't it lovely?
Hey, there's a little song. I like that idea.
And one time when I was here, I was talking about Tony, and then I have the magazine.
Oh, she's your Hooters girl, right?
Right.
She works at the Hooters in Baltimore?
In Baltimore in the harbor.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's got another picture.
You got the Hooters magazine with her in it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But look at the picture he's got.
And then I got a picture with her and I.
Oh, may I see it, please?
Sure.
And then can we scan this and put this on our website?
Sure.
All right, there she is.
Wonderful.
No, Mike, of course. I'm being told in the back room they're shaking their heads no.
No, we can't.
We can't show that picture?
No.
I can take a picture of the picture.
Sure, we can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
that's his personal photograph that he's agreed to let us use.
No, I just thought we could scan it, but apparently we don't have something to scan.
What it is. Oh, I got you. Okay, I thought there was some sort of legal thing with Hooters and all that.
We'll take a picture of the picture.
Right.
Wow, she's cute. And in this picture?
Right.
Do you have one?
No, I don't. No. But I have been known to get a happy place every now and then.
Good for you, Dave.
She's beautiful now. Does she take care of you on a regular basis at the Hooters in Baltimore, at the Inner Harbor? I mean, is she your exclusive waitress?
No, she's not.
Oh, how many of the other?
She's on like a calendar tour or something now, because they were doing the Fox sports network.
Right.
That does the best damn sports show.
Uh-huh.
Was doing the best damn Dream Girl.
Right.
And she's been one of the contestants.
Okay, so you got the other ones up there that take care of you.
Right.
Dave, you're way too together to get money from the state.
That's the problem.
Right.
Well, there's got to be somebody that would be able to give him a suggestion on how. He's smart enough also to play it up for all it's worth.
But let's,
you know?
Let's practice now. Why don't you just pretend being a borderline retarded? You know, like, me no like, or run forest, or ooh, me like, with me it always comes back to caveman or bizarro. Me likey.
Yeah, pretend I'm a social worker, Dave. Why do you need money, sir? That's perfect. That's kind of the Warner Brothers approach that you're taking right there. That's interesting. I'm not sure where that. Yeah. Do you think you deserve this money for your help?
I don't know.
There you go. That's it.
All right. Yeah. Hold on.
I'm mentally retarded.
Well, you know, anything to get the guilt. You know, anything to get the money. That's what you want to do.
Maybe you want to dial it back like 25%.
Right.
I think you're intelligent enough now. You give me just a little less where you don't see you're retarded. It's like, hi, we're your social workers. What's your name?
Dave.
Hi, Dave. What'd you do today?
Well, I've tried to be looking for work, but it's hard, and I just need a little help.
You should probably mention poop. I would think of it.
Work something slightly crazy.
At some point, if you just...
Maybe we're going the wrong way. Mentally disabled is the wrong way. Maybe just flat out crazy.
Right.
Maybe you just say things that make no sense whatsoever.
Right.
Because really, I don't think you're going to be able to do the impression of somebody, you know, that's more challenged than you. I think what you have to pretend to be is just downright insane.
Right.
Okay?
I'm better at being insane.
Okay. What's your name?
Dave.
That's right. Nice to meet you, Dave. Dave, what can we do for you? I mean, I'd write him a check just to get him out of the office. Yeah.
Here you go. But does everybody just say that to Mike?
OJ is innocent.
See, that's good.
That'd
be perfect. Are you working currently? Do you have a job currently?
I'm really looking.
Oh, you're looking? What kind of work are you looking for?
Either a restaurant or custodial.
Custodial work. All right.
Housekeeping, something like that.
You'd like something that if you do well, you can get ahead. You can advance yourself.
Right.
Yeah, you should get something like
that. All right, well, Dave, we really would like to help you. Do you have... Yeah, Rob, you're right. Do you have any experience with engineering?
not per se.
I mean, with our equipment, I bet you can noodle. Don't you think you could fix this machine without reading the book?
Probably not.
Oh, he's an honest guy.
Yeah,
honest as the day is long. That's his number one quality, in my opinion, is his honesty.
Right, I'm a bang-up guy at messing things up.
Now,
when it comes to putting things together, way out there.
So you can mess things up, but you can't put them back together again.
Right.
What's the best job you've ever had, in your opinion? The job you enjoyed the most?
Most fun, whatever.
Right, one job was down at NIH.
All right, that's up for everybody.
National Institute of Health,
right? It's a hospital.
Right, and I was doing the loading docks and just cleaning up outside.
Now, you don't get fired, right? You basically leave these jobs, right?
For the most part.
Did you get fired from the NIH job, or did you leave on your own?
Why'd you get fired from NIH, Dave?
It was a long time ago, just being stupid.
Well,
what did you do that was stupid?
Just back talking and.
Oh, do you give your boss's lip?
Like what? What did you say to your boss?
Just don't really want to go into it. I don't remember everything.
But you gave him a little lip?
Right.
He told you to do something, you tell him to go to hell?
We've all done that.
Not exactly specifically, but.
Right. But the gist of it was that?
Uh-huh.
But the gist.
Uh-huh.
Of it was taken as insubordination and everything.
Well, I would have given $1 million to see you be insubordinate to a boss.
You know what I think might work for you? Tourette's. I think if you faked Tourette's, like just at random, scream out stuff like bitch, bitch, penis, penis. Haven't you seen a Tourette's patient on TV?
Or anywhere?
I'll give you an example. Mike, you be the DA.
Okay, very good. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Bitch, bastard! Bitch, bastard! Your mother's a bitch!
Gotta do a whoop in there.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
C word. Yeah, you're not up for that challenge?
Not really.
Oh, yeah. Dear. Okay.
Too bad. I'm out on Tourette's.
But he's looking for custodial work or restaurant work, right? That's what.
Right.
And in the Baltimore area specifically is where you'd like to work so you don't have to do the bus thing?
Right.
Do you see yourself as a greeter?
Right.
At a restaurant?
That would work like a host.
Host position.
I would enjoy taking people to tables
A nice Chinese restaurant.
That's good.
Would you like that?
Sure.
All right. Hey, how about not at Mike's place per se?
Right.
But what about at a place?
Nice look around cafe.
A place like Mike's restaurant.
Right.
Mike, don't you have greeters at your place?
We do indeed.
Greeters and hostesses and hosts.
Right.
I see Dave more as a back of the house kind of guy. I truly do.
I disagree. I think he's up front material.
He's up front material. Have him be a greeter. Yeah. It's a long drive out there to Manassas, though, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah, probably too long for you, right?
You probably have to give a lot of blood to get out to Mike's restaurant on a regular basis.
But the NIH job at the hospital was the best one you had.
Probably.
You like that. And you're willing to work hard.
Right.
And you're willing to put in a good eight-hour day.
Right.
All right, Dave. We got a break. We'll see what we can do to help you.
Yeah.
Walk around. Spray stuff on you. We got all kinds of sprays here at the station.
Wish we had a T-shirt or two, because it really looks like it's time to update that shirt a little bit.
Help yourself into anything with anything. What would you like to read there? You got something
right,
on your part?
Not, I would like to say hello to a lady friend that I met, Amanda Limbach, and she works in Hunt Valley.
Are you dating her?
No, I'm not.
Would you like to date her?
She's a very nice-looking young lady.
Is she hot?
Yes, she is, and I just met her.
Yeah,
really. Very good taste in women. And he is, you know, he does appreciate the female form. I mean, that picture of Tony shows me that.
Yep.
Did you hear that woman who has gigantic areolas?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great to see them?
Right, but unfortunately, she's just not into getting down here that quick.
She would only give some blood, she could have been down here with her big areola.
Right. If I can get here from Baltimore
right,
and be here by 3 o'clock, she can be here from Gaithersburg.
Well, seriously, folks, anybody out there in the D.C. Baltimore metro that would like to help Dave out.
Yeah, whether it's a job or whether it's helping him negotiate the system so he can get some shekels. He's given blood to get down here. That's not right.
Contact our website, and we can put you in touch with Super Dave. When we come back, it's time for our weekly Pick the Pros segment, and it'll be Charlie Casserly, a former GM of the Redskins and the Texans, who now is on the NFL Today.
Right.
And Super Dave, and I think we'll be focusing on the big game this weekend,
right.
Colts-Ravens tomorrow.
It's an amazing contest. All that bad blood in Baltimore from when the Colts left. It should be exciting.
Are you jacked up for the game?
Yes, I am.
Do you hate the Colts?
Yes, I do.
Where are you going to be watching the game tomorrow, Super Dave?
I'm going to be at Hooters in Towson.
All right.
Because the station in Baltimore, HFS, is putting on a party there.
Good.
That tomorrow and Sunday.
Very good. So go up there and get an autograph.
Oh, it's too bad I didn't get invited to the game. I would have brought you with me.
I'm
lying. I just lied right to your face, Dave. I apologize.
But you know he did that for comedy purposes.
Right.
And to be honest with you.
Right.
That's why he told you he was lying.
Right.
You understand that, right?
I understand.
Right. Okay. Sometimes lying is good for a relationship.
Absolutely.
Right. Especially in radio.
Yeah.
There you go.
Very good.
All right. Well, prepare yourself for your sports segment.
All right.
Now, when you come back, here's the last option. Would you like to be known as Super Dave, or would you like a sports name like Jim Shorts or something like that?
Super Dave is great.
Super Dave Sports.
You like Super Dave Sports.
Okay. Right. The NFL playoffs is Super Dave. We come right back.
All right, Don and Mike to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Don and Mike Show. A credit to their race, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Getting hot in here, folks. Big, gigantic weekend, if you like me. Oh, yeah. Best weekend of the year. Really.
When do you start getting your your football, the end of football depression. When does that start kicking in?
After the championship games.
Okay. All right.
But right now, it's all good, Mike.
It happens to you before the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, but right now, get up tomorrow morning. Two great games tomorrow. Two great games on Sunday. Charlie Casserly, former GM of the Washington Redskins, who's in Houston, Texas, on the phone.
Right.
He's on the NFL today with our friend JB every week. He's the general manager of CBS, or CBS's football. And here he is now. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Great to have you on. We're doing very well. Thank you for asking. We have with us today, I don't know if Rob told you, maybe the number one Ravens fan of the world from Baltimore, where we're heard every day on Free FM. Here's
Free FM.
Super Dave. Hi, Super Dave.
Hello.
Super Dave, say hi to Charlie Casserly.
Hey, Charlie.
Super, how you doing?
All right.
Now, Super Dave.
Did I call him Super or just Dave?
You know, I think it sounded great, Charlie, when you called him Super. I think that sounded fantastic.
Well, some people, you just know them by their first name. You don't need the last name, right?
That's right, absolutely.
Right. Super. Why don't you go ahead, and this is your chance to talk to a true NFL expert.
You can ask him anything about the Ravens you want to ask him.
Anything about the big game this weekend. Go ahead,
or
Super.
Anything about football. For that matter, anything about life.
Go.
Right.
Go ahead, Super.
And it broke my heart in 1984 when Bob Irsay took the Colts from Baltimore, and it would be really good to see the Ravens win and win big. But I'd like to know from a pro what you think the line is.
What, the line? What, the betting
line? The line? I can't tell you about the line.
Dave, the betting line is like 2.5.
What's the score? And
About the game. You're asking about the game.
Just about the game, the line of the game.
These guys don't feel comfortable talking about
it's
the
very
betting.
Difficult when they're involved with the NFL to get them to talk about that because it's really not.
Why don't you ask them about who's your favorite Ravens player? Who do you think has made the most impact this year on your favorite team, the Ravens?
Right, I think Ray Lewis has done a good job. But who do you think has done the best on the Ravens this year?
Sure. You're asking me.
Yes, go ahead, Charlie.
Charlie, thanks for being here.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, Charlie.
I'm still trying to figure if this is a put on or not.
No. Hold on. Let me just tell you, Charlie. I know that we goof around a lot.
Yeah.
This is a guy. He's really. I swear to God, we're on the level with this. A friend of ours. He sounds like he might be a little, but he's not.
He's not. He's got all of his buttons. He just sounds a little strange, but he is Super Dave, and we love having him on the show.
He is very into the NFL. He is everything Baltimore.
Right.
We have him on the show because he's the type of guy, really, if you ran into him on the street, if you talked to him, you might think he's a little unbalanced, but it turns out the guy, I swear to Christ, smart as a whip, and he cannot get a break from society in general.
Exactly, and so we thought we'd bring him in here today and let him participate in our football segment.
Now
I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
I think the guy that has had the biggest impact is Steve McNair.
Steve McNair, right.
Because how many times did we say in the past, if the Ravens had better quarterbacking, God, how good could they be? Well, this year they got that better quarterbacking. And, you know, look where they are. The defense got healthy, played outstanding. But, the difference to me is just Steve McNair in addition to the health of the team.
Anything else, Super Dave? You have anything else for Charlie? Because I could ask him a million questions.
All right, not really.
No.
Super Dave, let me ask you this now.
My brain's kind of going a million miles an hour.
Well, you calm down. I know he's a football icon, Charlie Casserly. Been around the NFL, Dave.
Right.
You can just calm down, but do you have anything else you want to ask him at all?
Not really.
Are you freaking out a little bit by this right now?
I'm not freaking out. Just natural brain firings are kind of...
I'd like to ask Super Dave a question.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Please do, Charlie. Okay? Thank you.
You told me about Ray Lewis. Now give me your favorite moment in Raven history.
There you go. Thank you, Charlie.
One of the favorite moments was when Art Modell brought the Ravens into town, and I heard that the Ravens were coming, and then I went to one of the first games in Memorial Stadium, and it was when Vinny Testaverde went to Bam Morris and he got the touchdown, And that was my first Ravens memory.
Not a bad moment, Charlie.
Yeah. No, not at all. Not at all. Now, did you root for the Colts?
Well, when they were in Baltimore.
When they were in Baltimore, I started paying attention, and then they left.
Yeah.
And then that was irking.
It irked you.
Right.
It was irking.
That was
right.
Irking.
It was irking.
Okay, well, Dave, I think we could take it over here with Charlie.
I believe all so, right. Yes. I've got a couple of questions, personal questions for Charlie about the New York Giants, you know, and Dave, you've done a fantastic job.
Thanks, Dave. I hope you very much.
And
Charlie, thanks. You've made a man's dream come true today.
Mm-hmm. Say thanks to Charlie there.
Thank you very much, Charlie.
Okay, good luck, and I'm picking the Ravens tomorrow, so it's on to San Diego or New England for the next one. No, it's on to San Diego or back to Baltimore, so there you go.
Yeah,
all right.
Before Mike asks you his stuff, I wanted to ask you, in your opinion, we live up here, Charlie, and you lived close enough to Baltimore all those years with the Redskins.
Yeah.
You know the gigantic, Baltimore wears that on their shoulder, the fact that the Colts moved all those years ago. And even though the Colts have come back to Baltimore since they moved, this is the biggest game since they left. How much of a factor do you think that will be on Indianapolis coming into play in that situation? Seriously. I mean, because those people you know will be out of their minds nuts, right?
Well, I think it'll be a small factor, only because a playoff crowd is another crowd. It takes it up a level, okay? So maybe this takes it up.
See, Dave, my question was dumb too.
That level, so the fans have a little extra incentive to be cheering constantly, cheering louder, et cetera, during the course of the game. But you know, it's like Peyton Manning said, and he's a good guy. He says, "When you're all when this happened." So I mean, those players don't know any of that. They're just coming to play a football game.
There'll be so many people in Baltimore that are charged up about that.
It's not as significant as it is in, say, baseball, though. And I was reading about that with the statistics, home field advantage in the playoffs, not all that big a deal. Unless it comes down to something like where you're in Seattle and you got the crowd noise, home field really doesn't matter that much, does it, in the playoffs?
Well, it does in this round. And the reason it does, it's not so much the home field, it's the bye. Because all four teams have had a week off, that's huge. 75% of the home teams win this weekend, historically.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think on the conference championship, it's about 50% the way it's been going recently.
See, Dave, I asked a stupid question, too. That's true. See, I was wrong.
So, yeah, there is a huge home advantage this weekend, but it's really because of the week off.
All right, Charlie. Mike, if you want to ask your Giants...
This is personal stuff. I'm a Giants fan, Charlie, and I've been reading a lot of stuff. Your name's been thrown around. I don't know whether you can talk about it or not, about the vacancy up in New York for the GM position.
Did they hire a GM already?
Yeah. Oh, so, see, there you go, Super Dave, another stupid question. Let me ask you about keeping Tom Coughlin on as coach of the Giants. Everybody up in New York was calling for his head. You good move or a bad move?
I think it's a good move. I mean, they've made the playoffs two straight years. And they had a number of injuries this year. They played a brutal schedule. That was aligned really bad for them. It was really they come out of the box really hard. My experience is a lot of teams end up with good seasons because they start with an easy schedule and build off that. So that's the way I would say that. You know, the problem you have nowadays is there's so much media scrutiny and there's so much negativism that there's no margin for error.
How long do you give a quarterback that's supposed to be a prodigy to blossom in the NFL? How long do you think it really? But when's the point in time when a GM or a front office starts saying, "Hey, you know, enough is enough"?
Well, I think everybody's different. You know, I'd say, when you're between the third and fifth year, is when I think you'll see what you really have. Years ago, before we had free agency, it was nothing to say it takes 4 or 5 years to develop a quarterback. Well, just because we have free agency doesn't mean quarterbacks developed any faster.
Okay.
And it's a case of selective memory. We're running late here. I was watching something today and thinking, I remember when, as I'm sure you do, when John Elway played, before he won those Super Bowls, everybody said John Elway was great, but the talk every week was, John Elway can never win the big game. John Elway will never be one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Blah, 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 blah. Then he wins those Super Bowls, and it is revisionist history when you forget how people were ragging on him for all of those years. Do you think that could be possible with Peyton Manning? Because I'm hearing...
Eli Manning, you mean?
No, I meant Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, okay.
Because I'm hearing the same things now, like, Peyton Manning cannot win the big game.
Oh, okay. All right.
Peyton Manning is one of the greatest ever, but will never make it. I heard all that about Elway, too, and now it's a totally different story.
Okay, well, here's my perspective on it. You win as a team, not as an individual. John Elway won a Super Bowl because he got Terrell Davis there. That was the difference. If you take Peyton Manning out of the Indianapolis Colts, they're probably not a playoff team. If you put Peyton Manning with the San Diego Chargers right now, I mean, they'd be the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl. So you got to win as a team. And Peyton, I think, has been a victim a little bit of being a guy so good that he rises everybody above him, and they get to the playoffs, and they're almost overachieving consistently with their football team. Now, they have a good team. He takes them to another level and gets the games maybe they're not good enough to win sometimes.
I think what Mike wanted to know, and everybody wants to know, your opinion, seriously, Charlie, your opinion as a guy that evaluates talent. Eli Manning in the long run right now, give him a number grade or a number from 1 to 10. How would you grade him overall? At this point,
I think, you 1 to 10, I'd say he's a 7. I said, if you're saying 10 is the best,
I think
Joe's flashes of everything you want to see. He's won some games for him where he had to bring the team behind. He's made big-time plays. Took him from behind last week. The defense ended up couldn't stop at the end of the game. You don't see consistency yet. You see body language that you don't like sometimes. But he's still in the growing stage. You know, he still has time to grow, and the jury is still out.
All right, let's pick them real fast. Charlie, if you don't mind, we'll throw out the four games. Just tell us who you think is going to win and why. You told us the Ravens game. Can you give us a little more? Colts-Ravens, why do you like the Ravens?
I think the bye was huge to them because of the age of the football team. I'm going to end up picking all the home teams, so we'll throw out that same statement right now. I just think that their defense is going to be too physical for the Indianapolis offense.
All right, and then you have tomorrow night, Saints-Eagles.
I think that the Eagles are on a short week. That hurts them. They're hurting in the secondary. That's a bad matchup for the passing game of the New Orleans.
Notice how he pauses a lot? Yeah. How about on Sunday it is New England and San Diego? That's the late game.
Game of the year. If this was the Super Bowl, you couldn't get any game that would have more drama and more hype. I'm going to take San Diego because I think they're the better football team. I think that New England can't match. New England's running backs aren't as good as LaDainian Tomlinson. Yes, Brady's the best quarterback in the playoffs. Okay, we'll take that right now at playoff time. However, I think that where San Diego, they've got a tight end and a running back that are outstanding. I think their front seven is better than the front seven of New England. They're a better football team. I think they'll win.
All right, last one. I say this for last because it's supposed to snow like crazy in Chicago on Sunday. I don't know if it's an advantage or not. Who do you like, the Bears or the Seahawks?
I like the Bears. I think the Seahawks have a real good chance to win this because of playoff experience, because of Mike Holmgren. They're healthy now. They weren't healthy the first time. The problem with the Seahawks is they just don't seem to be able to get out of their way for more than 1 week at a time. They just haven't been able to put two games in a row of real good football. And I think when you have a season like that, sometimes you end the season like that.
All right, Charlie, thank you for your picks. Thank you for your knowledge and expertise. Super Dave.
Yeah.
Now you got to say goodbye to Charlie Casserly.
Right, goodbye, Charlie.
Tell Soup, get ready. San Diego or Baltimore next week.
San Diego, right. Baltimore next week. That's from Charlie Casserly. Thank
all
you,
right.
Charlie.
Charlie, always
looking
good having
forward
you on.
To it.
Okay, thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye, Charlie.
Well, there you did. You did your first sports interview there, Super Dave. And the offers are pouring in now. Pretty
wow.
Cool.
Wow. You're, like I said, you're just as talented as he is.
I believe so during that segment, yes.
Charlie had big pauses where he was thinking of what to say.
He thinks, and he broadcasts kind of like a GM. He's kind of methodical, wants to measure his words. You know, you can tell a guy that's had a lot of press conferences, that's kind of the way he handles it.
And don't feel bad. Did you notice that the first thing that I said, he immediately said, no, dumbass, you're wrong.
And look at me, look at my faux pas. I thought the Giants were still looking for a GM. What an ass I look like, Super Dave. What?
Right, just with hard to really concentrate and think of just how to nail it to something precise.
Did I ever tell you that I've seen Ray Lewis's penis?
No.
I did. I swear to God, I saw it in the Ravens locker room.
And he was the only one in the Ravens locker room that was really staring.
He tapped me on the shoulder with it.
Anything you'd like to say to that, Super Dave?
Not really. I'm at a loss for words.
Sure.
It's big. You should have put a helmet on that thing. It did have a helmet on it.
He liked that one.
You get jokes, right, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay. All right.
Why don't you go out and have something to eat now?
All right.
Thanks, Super Dave.
Or get a snack.
All right.
Did they feed you back there? Did they give you anything to eat?
Fred, I ate at the Daily Bread this afternoon.
What do you enjoy? What do you enjoy at the Daily Bread?
It was like macaroni and that kind of thing.
Yeah, baby.
Sounds delicious.
Comfort food.
All right, Dave. Thanks very much. We got to move on to the show right now.
Right.
So it's great seeing you.
Right.
Thanks for coming by. Mike. You know, breaking up is always so hard, isn't it?
Dave, why don't you go now, take your headphones off.
Right.
Right now, take your headphones off. Make your way down to the producer's room, let's see if they have some food for you down there, all right?
All right.
Or something for you.
All right.
I don't want to kick you out. You are our guest.
Yes.
You gave blood to get here today.
Yes. Got plenty of money to get back home tonight.
Right.
Go ahead and hang out with Joe and John for the,
all right,
the show.
That okay, right, John?
Have a good time. Have
John,
a good time.
John gives a big
much.
Thumbs up. Thank you, Dave.
That's great,
thank
Dave.
You very much.
How long should he stay, buddy?
Hey, buddy, as long as he wants. Buddy, it's Friday.
That's right.
Are you
right.
kidding? It's MLK weekend.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the weekend.
Right.
Party till you puke.
Right. And before I go, want to say I forgot my friend Megan and Frederick. She was a girl that worked at Hooters downtown
sure.
for a while.
Of course.
Moving to bigger and better things.
Natural.
Okay,
all
right,
good.
Dave.
Sorry, I forgot you earlier, Meg. Goodbye.
No problem. Okay. You'll be taking mass transit tonight, right? Maybe we should get you a cocktail.
Right.
You want
right.
a drink?
Right. I'm taking the MARC train back to Baltimore.
You want a vodka?
Sure.
Okay. All right. No problem.
You want some absinthe?
Sure.
Oh, dear.
That's another whole show.
Right.
You bet your ass
that's
it is.
One way to get state assistance.
Thank you.
See you a little later.
Right.
Man.
Goodbye.
Bye bye.
Bye, Dave.
Bye, buddy.
So long.
Bye, buddy.
God, I love that guy.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
Great,
I love that guy. He's everything Dennis Murphy isn't.
And he,
isn't
kinda,
he really?
Kind of froze up with Charlie, but it was, you know, he was honest about it. That's
a good Charlie kind of froze up with him, too.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on there, Donna, Mike? Are you having fun with me?
Are you putting me on? Is this a spoof?
Knock, knock. Who's there? This is Charlie Cassidy. Who's there?
I measure my words.
Can you imagine doing knock, knock, knock?
Who's there?
Who is there?
This is Charlie Cassidy. Who's there? All right. Thank you, Super Dave. Thank you, Charlie Cassidy. Let's go, Ravens. We'll break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think socks had something to do with that decision.
It's not funny.
I beg your pardon?
What word do you have trouble with? You understand not? That's comfortable for you?
Yeah.
And funny, you've heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't work. You see, I think socks had something to do with that decision. See, now I'm laughing.
Well, laugh loud so you can cover for the rest of us.
Hey, you like your job?
No.
Well, watch it. Let me go.
Oh, may I? Thank you. Come on, sir.
Watch it, asshole.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now. Oh, that's right. That machine doesn't work.
A different breed of cat. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hello there. Donaldo E. Miguel. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
How are you?
How are you doing?
No, you already asked.
Hold on. Is this another effed up guy?
No, I think you guys are the cat's pajamas.
It sounks like he's loving.
And I'm drunk.
Oh, I got it. I finally got one, Mike.
Well, you know, it's appropriate for a three-day weekend. Everybody's getting a little lubed up. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Las Vegas, Nevada, and we got the Adult Film Awards here.
Oh, the ANNs. That's right.
Bro. Yeah.
Oh, that's
naked
right.
Horny chicks.
Ron Jeremy is going there.
I think, seriously, you guys are the best. And I don't want to sing you any more praise, but I'm three martinis in, and I think it's gorgeous out here. Do you guys have palm trees on the East Coast?
Everywhere.
In D.C., yes. Haven't you seen the picture of the Lincoln Memorial or the Washington Monument?
Yeah.
Surrounded by palm trees.
Are you planning anything special for the AVNs, for the Adult Video News Awards?
Well, a buddy of mine is coming in from Cal Berkeley. He's a lawyer, and is supposedly going to get us in a show, but I'm just going to run around the casino and try and find some porn stars.
That's a good way. If you lived in Vegas, what the hell?
I knew you were effed up. Thanks for checking in.
Hey, I love you guys.
Thank you for the call. Happy MLK weekend.
Make sure that dog's paw is not caught in the door. I heard the dog barking in the background.
Because remember, Dr. King said, I have a dream that everyone will be drunk on my weekend.
And the guy's right now saying, man, honey, I put the dog in the dryer. Jesus.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Well, all right.
That sounded interesting. Would that be the government spying on us again?
Yes.
Bill.
Hello?
Let me, the key for me is to keep expectations low.
And this could be a problem with the telephones. We'll move on for a moment.
Wow.
Two things, Mike. Oh, God, this is a catch-up break. Hey, it's catch-up.
Catch-up time.
Awesome. We're going to catch up so the show doesn't run late. Two things that come with tapes. I'll give you the choice of discussing either one. You tell me which interests you most.
Okay.
One will be terribly annoying, and one is a topic that perhaps we should discuss. First, there is a brand new craze that is sweeping the nation. Naked college parties.
Oh, baby.
Now, there's a lot of research on this. We got some tape about this. Mm-hmm. This is not people getting drunk and screwing. These are people primarily in Ivy League schools.
Yes.
Really? Where they have parties where they wear shoes, formal shoes.
Hard shoes.
And nothing else.
Formal shoes.
That black tie optional is what they're
shoes called. With big buckles on them.
So
that's pretty good right there.
That's some craze that's sweeping the nation, and allegedly one of the Bush girls is into that.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Let's go.
Or deal or no deal. Mike, you love the reality TV.
I sure do. Armed and Famous.
Nah, you missed the best one last night.
What was that one?
On the Fox Reality Channel.
Oh, dear. Oh. You're going deep now.
Rob and Amber. You remember Boston Rob?
Oh, God, I hated Boston Rob.
And Amber?
And, you know, being a Boston Red Sox fan and being from New England, I hated that guy.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Mike. Boston Rob and Amber have their own show, and you will never guess what the premise is this time.
They go to parties naked together?
Boston Rob wants to become a professional gambler.
Of course he does. Because, you know, when you've been a loser doing nothing for the last 3 years,
right. Why
not continue to do nothing? Nothing productive. I'm jealous. I would love to be a professional gambler.
Well, sure. This is a cheap, idiotic.
I want to be a gambler, Amber.
Badly put together. This was on TV last night on the Fox Reality Channel.
I was on Survivor Marquee.
I was on Survivor Australia.
And then I met Amber on Survivor All Stars.
And I won $1 million.
With my help.
After All Stars, we ran the amazing race.
We came this close to winning.
We got married on national television.
Now we're
shut up.
The biggest risk
of our lives.
Shut up.
That's and I can say with great authority, if it sounds like Charlie Cassidy, if I don't have another reality show, we're going to get divorced.
What time is it?
I don't know, like 9-something, 10-something. Ever since Rob and I have been married, it's been kind of a blur. We've just been so busy, in and out of the country, all over the place.
Oh, right, because you're so incredibly hot.
What happened? Did you change your accent, too?
And I don't mean hot, like physically hot. Like, you're white hot. Like, bend it like Beckham. You're on top of all of the newspaper tabloids.
Did you hear when she said, I don't know, 9-something, 10-something?
Hold on, let me hear her voice for a second.
All right, she does
and
that.
And now that we're finally back here in Florida, I'm looking forward to it.
What do you want to do today?
I was thinking about going buying some flowers and planting them in those pots that we have out front.
Amber's just starting to settle down into regular life here in Florida.
Douchebag!
I'm just not ready for that yet.
Douchebag!
I hate
this
that.
This morning,
God,
I just had an itch to see if she'd go for me trying to become a professional poker player.
Okay.
It was just something that I said, you know what, I've been thinking about this for a while. I'm not going to keep it inside anymore.
So
I'm just going to spring this on Amber.
God, what a douche!
And we wanted to create a little phony drama for the cameras that were there. So Amber said she didn't want me to be a professional gambler, so I went out to the garage and grabbed a hammer, and I came back inside, and I gave a 40 wax.
All right, now, I did watch this last night. I guess we tabled it.
I mean, right there, that's all I need to hear.
Here is the review from the Los Angeles Times. Survivor Lovebirds Boston Rob and Amber
Their fourth reality show. Mm-hmm. God, that's wrong in itself.
Yes, it is.
Fourth reality show is about Rob becoming a professional gambler. It begins with Rob deciding, hey, I want to be a professional gambler. But wait, how could a show be created about an idea that Rob hadn't had yet? Oh, it's idiotic. This cheapo series is contrived, badly staged.
There's the word.
And while Rob was a formidable reality show villain, he's utterly unconvincing as a real person.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, it's BS, which begs the question, their whole life must be predicated on this BS. I mean, they probably have not been really tuned into what it is to have a real relationship.
You know what they are? They're a dumbed down, and this is saying a lot, a dumbed down Nick and Jessica.
Yeah. It's exactly what it is.
And they probably won't break up because they're even stupider than Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson.
And they might break up, though, after all of this dies down.
Yeah.
They are still squeezing the last bit of blood out of that stone, and who knows what's going to happen after it's all gone. You know, that shelf life is going to expire.
Laura Page of Crow.
Hopefully.
Why?
She sounds brilliant.
Latest.
Amber.
Yeah.
And also, I should mention this Fox reality channel.
Great.
You only got it if you have one of the cable or satellite plans that gives you every freaking channel in the world. Like, if you get the...
Because it's so expensive.
If you get the HBOs that has, like, Babar,
right,
the Elephant,
the
and if you get,
panel.
Like, if you get six PBSs, mm-hmm. then you're going to get the Fox reality channel somewhere in there.
Amber kept fodding.
Take a trip to Vegas. What do you want to go to Vegas for?
Remember when I went to Puerto Rico to play poker? Mm-hmm. And Danny Negreanu said that he thought I could be a professional.
You know, and listen to that. It's not even mic'd correctly.
No,
it's
no.
Like, it's
and their energy is non-existent.
It's like you're listening to surveillance tape.
Right.
So put some time into it.
Yeah.
Thinking about going out there and asking him if he was serious.
Okay, honey. You do that. I thought he was being ridiculous. And then just pretty much walked away from the conversation.
This whole thing started when I became friends with Daniel Negreanu.
Isn't he just a retard of retards?
Amber was upset that I wanted to be a gambler. When I slapped her around a little bit, I fell asleep on the couch, and then she cut my thing off and threw it into the grass.
Hey, Amber, how much is a jack worth?
Best poker players in the world. Daniel told me that he could teach me how to play poker professionally if I was interested. I wanted to do it, but I knew that I was going to have to talk to Amber about it first.
Amber.
Tuesday night, Amber was sleeping very soundly. So when she was asleep, I snuck into the bedroom to see how much oxygen deprivation I could give her by putting a pillow on top of her face. She almost died, but mixed me eggs in the morning. Thank you, Amber.
Hello, Amber.
I want to be a professional poker player. God, I hate that guy.
Wow. Let me see. Also, Terry Irwin, who is the Crocodile Hunter's
wife,
his right. widow, she has now announced that there is that tape of him being killed by the stingray.
Right.
That she says she has the only copy, and it ain't getting out.
Right. She going to destroy it or keep it?
Well, she says that all copies have been destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
However, there is a report out today that maybe she held on to just one, and here's the thing that's a bitch about this. Held on to one for sentimental reasons. Mm-hmm. Now, who believes this? Can you imagine that? Who knows? And
you think that'd be the last thing she'd want to have?
I can speak from this. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine sitting around with Bindi, the animal girl?
The jungle girl, though.
And you're talking about the great success they're having whoring around on TV and saying, things are going so good. Why don't we watch that tape of Daddy dying with the stingray?
Come on now, let's watch it. It's great. Come on, crikey. Hey, I just got an idea.
What's
Why
that?
Don't we have Boston, Rob, and Amber swim with stingrays?
I feel that he's with me, and I feel that I want to make him proud. I want to make him the proudest dad to have me, and I want to show everybody and nearly be as good as him because he was the best.
That's great, Bindi. Just make sure they don't know that you're 35 years old. That's right. She's a dwarf. Way to go, Jungle Girl.
Bindi the animal girl.
Listen, Jungle Girl, make sure
Jungle
Mommy
girl.
Holds on to that videotape, because in case things go belly up in the old broadcasting business, she can hold on to it as an insurance policy. There we go.
Crikey. striking.
So, did we ever get to the naked stuff? Let me see.
No.
Naked right, and did the president's daughter attend a naked college party? The Insider's Victoria Recanio teams up with the New York Times and New York Magazine to investigate a growing Ivy League phenomenon. All nude gatherings at America's most prestigious university.
You know, we don't have time for this today. We'll do this when we come back next week. Some of the schools include Columbia,
mm-hmm.
Yale,
Big East,
Harvard,
right.
MIT.
All the schools I chose not to attend.
Yeah, good for you.
See what you've avoided?
That's right.
The most appropriately named one.
Yes.
Brown.
Brown University.
But they don't have sex, right?
No.
Now, let me see. Hold on. I just lighted by tea candles. Party had the afterglow of a literary reading.
Mm-hmm.
Students chatted in small groups, arms held tight to the body, eyes unwavering from face level. They drank and smoked and talked about the fact that they were naked.
Talked about the fact that they were naked? Now, see, that to me lead to more stuff.
Sure, later in the evening. I'm so pale. You look so radiant. Students danced with less body contact than normal. Men seem more self-conscious than women.
Sure.
Then it goes on to say at Yale they play cards naked, and at MIT they work on math problems naked at these parties.
They sing songs too. This is my rifle. This is my gun.
Let me see the Yale pundits. The Yale pundits try to give each naked party its own gimmick or theme.
Hey, kind of gives new meaning to the Skull and Bones Society, doesn't it?
At the first party of the year, they invite freshmen and surprise them at midnight. When a certain song comes on, everyone takes their clothes off.
Yeah, these are all men?
Men and women.
Okay.
They also have naked sushi parties,
mm-hmm.
naked cocktail parties, and naked God Bless America parties. This is the one that they are alleging the Bush twins or one of the Bush twins went to.
This is just a piece of advice, but don't go to the naked sorority party that serves sushi.
They say that...
might be a reason for that.
Barbara Bush, not the old Barbara Bush, the young... hot Barbara Bush.
We can only help.
Barbie Bush brother. Attended a naked party last year where she was naked, except she had patriotic body paint on.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's it. Now, is Barbara the one that is the rounder face or the longer face?
The cuter Barbara. One.
The cuter one?
The cuter one, in my opinion.
I thought the rounder face one was a little hotter.
I like the blonde.
The blonde, it's the blonde and brunette, right? Isn't it the blonde and brunette?
I like the one that I like is the horrier one.
Did they both go to Yale? Or did only one of them go to Yale?
I don't know.
It's hard to, you know, they do a good job of keeping those two out of the press.
Pretty much, until now. Except when they go to naked college parties.
Which one is horrier to you? Because I think they both have their whore attributes.
The one with longer hair is horrier.
Yeah, the longer hair with the brunette.
Which one is she?
That's Jesus. Barbara.
Yeah,
and
she's the one who went to the naked party. So there you have it.
Good little whore. Yeah. We'll talk about that when we come back next week because we want to find some colleges doing this. And maybe we want to have a naked party here on the show.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
An excellent idea. And I'm not talking about with listeners. I'm talking about with us.
Just us.
Just one day we'd be naked.
You know, at American University, when I used to live on the floor, we used to have a few of those naked parties, but usually it involved vomiting.
Ours can, too, if you like.
Sure.
All right, naked party. Remember, everybody's calling about this now from college. We'll talk about next week. Don and Mike show. One quick call. Hello, Mike. Mike in Baltimore. Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I just want to let you know that guy Rob from that show, the guy from Boston, he was in the World Series main event of 2006.
Oh, so it's all set up. I mean, he was there and he went there. It probably was all laid out for him.
Yeah, he was one of the celebrities they featured that made it one of the farthest spots. He didn't make it the money, but he was one of the celebrities that made it the farthest.
How fresh is this? Yeah. You've seen this. How fresh is it? Is it like, are they taping last week or?
It appeared to be new.
Okay.
It appeared to be new. The show made its debut last evening.
It really erupted in gunfire when Amber gave me that dirty look she always gives.
Amber, hello, Donna, Mike Show, Susan.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't think it's really fair that you're beat up on the crocodile guy.
How are we beating up on the crocodile, honey?
It was a tragic incident. No one has said
it's not a tragic incident. Our take on it is the fact that his daughter is being thrown out there, exploiting the fact that he's dead. Selling dolls, going on stage with dancers and singers, and you know, on one hand you can say they're paying tribute to their dad. On the other hand,
my goodness, it seems a little quick to turn around to get an eight-year-old kid out there on stage putting on a one-girl show about how she loves animals.
And I think, really, the one thing we're questioning is the fact that the girl's 8 years old. I still maintain she's 35.
Yeah.
And we're not, how can we be picking on the guy? The guy's passed away.
Yeah, the only thing that picked on him were the stingrays.
And it's still a tragic tragedy.
Yes, we're just saying.
That's kind of redundant. Yeah. It is a tragic tragedy. Don't you think it's
odd?
That
was actually the name of a rock band I was going to form in the 70s. Tragic Tragedy.
Don't you think it's odd that in a tragic tragedy like this, that you would have the widow pushing out the kid on TV less than 3 months after he died? And keep in mind, they did their first interview like 3 weeks afterwards.
But more importantly, are you going to be spending the 3-day holiday alone?
No, absolutely not.
Good. Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure.
I hope no crocodiles get you.
Then start being happy.
Crocky, no!
Start being happy, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
All right.
You know what? You're the reason that we have the C word. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Really?
Thank you, Don.
You call with that horrible thing to say.
I knew this was going to come.
No, hold on.
Of course, that's what you were looking forward to.
Seriously, you don't even give us a chance. We're not fighting with you now, but you called to say we're picking on the crocodile guy. You don't even understand what we're talking about, you stupid
thing. No, I do understand that.
No, you don't, see?
But I don't think it's fair.
What's not fair?
It's not fair because...
What's not fair?
What is not fair?
The guy died tragically, okay?
I have a suggestion.
We're not talking about the guy. We're talking about how his family is exploiting the child.
But I have a suggestion. Why don't you take it up with the crocodile hunter this weekend?
What?
Yeah. Think about that one all weekend long.
Now, hold on a second. Seriously.
Go in the garage.
What is your problem?
Get a hose.
What is your problem? We have said nothing disparaging towards the memory of Steve Irwin.
No.
We're talking about how his family is acting. What is your problem?
I just don't think it's fair that, you know...
Susan, what's not fair? Be specific.
I just feel like, you know, you guys are just...
What?
What?
The family's been through a horrible trip.
Hold on a second. Yes, wait a minute. Wait.
Shut up.
Hold on. No.
She's
another one.
Represented a very good cause.
She's drinking.
The whole thing.
She's drinking.
I don't think she... I just think she's a C. I don't think she's drinking.
Have you had anything to drink?
Oh, you know what?
Have you had anything to drink, ma'am?
No, not absolutely nothing.
Maybe you should. I think you're lying.
Anyway, C word, listen, here's the deal. When you called up, you totally don't get it. You're thinking we're picking on the dead guy.
And we're not.
How do you feel about the fact that this guy that you care about so much is having his daughter whored out on TV at 8 years old?
I don't agree with it either.
You what?
I don't agree with it either.
Well, that's all that we're talking about. So, again,
those consonants are coming awfully tough to this lady.
C-word, Susan, what's the problem with that, with what we have said?
I just feel like you're not, you know, we all understand tragedy.
And what does that have? So it's okay.
I don't understand how hard it hurts.
I believe I understand it a little more than you do because I've been.
No, I don't think you do. I don't think you do at all. You don't know me at all.
No, hold on.
You don't know me at all.
You don't know me at all. You don't know that I lost my wife a year and a half ago.
I know. I do understand that.
Okay. Well, that was the point I'm making, and I'm not being a martyr. My point was, how would you feel if right after Frida died, I brought my kids out and said, we're going to go out on stage now, and we're going to do shows, and we're going to sell dolls with my wife's face on them, and I'm going to make my kids come out and sing songs about my dead wife. How would that...
I don't believe that happened the night after he died.
Honey, it happened 2 weeks after he died. They went on Diane Sawyer 2 weeks after he died to announce her tour.
Okay, well, maybe I'm wrong.
Ah, there you go. I'm glad we finally came around.
Not maybe you're wrong.
Mother's a whore. I'm sorry.
Ah, very good. Good. All right, good. Wonderful.
And you are a C word.
Game, set, and match.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Compliment. Thank you.
It's a compliment.
Thank you, darling.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I can smell your vagine through the phone.
Vagine.
What?
I smell your vagine through the phone.
And thank you.
All right. Go back to your pills.
Great.
Really, Jesus
thanks.
Christ. I hope a crocodile bites your vagine off.
Wow.
Very nice. That's very nice.
All right. Hang up the phone.
And I hope your family then goes out and puts it on show.
What?
I hope your family put your Vagine on show on parade for everybody.
What?
Maybe Larry King can interview it.
Okay. See you guys.
Bye, Susan.
Love you guys. Bye.
Ask your doctor about new meds.
There she goes.
Betty Pamprin. Betty Pamprin calling in. I would stake my reputation on the fact that she was under the influence of something.
Something.
Go with you.
All right.
Because that was Dr. King's dream.
Yes.
Everybody's got to be effed up on this three-day weekend. Now, listen. Kat, who doesn't know this? This weekend, what's coming on TV Sunday night? Hold on. That was too fast on my part. What's the show coming on Sunday night that we all can't live without? John Norman had his hand up first. 24!
There right. It is. Bingo, baby.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt. What? You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Giving idiots a bad name. Don and Mike.
Well, if you're keeping count,
I am.
There is now a giant hole where there used to be a piece of equipment that they finally have taken out of the studio.
Yes, they're working on it as we speak.
And we just found out that at least a couple of our phone lines are totally Yvonne DiCarlo.
Oh, no. Does anyone check for rodents? Does anyone check for rats eating wires?
Seriously.
It just seems that stuff's happening in this crazy, kooky studio.
I don't understand it. You know, there's been the flood, there's been the locusts. So the only thing that would follow would be rodents.
Let's see. Oh, where's that 24 music that you had there, Rob? You found that there? Great. Thank you very much. Everybody knows 24. Our favorite show is back. Let's now welcome Kiefer Sutherland, Jack Bauer.
Surprise, faggot.
Oh, no.
Oh. Hey. You're all faggots.
Hey, Devane.
I'm standing by outside because Jack Bauer, Kiefer, Fag Sutherland couldn't make it here.
Hey, listen.
And I'm in charge now.
Really?
And we don't have much time.
Hey,
you understand? I've been left out of the loop.
You're not even on 24 this year, Devane.
You're goddamn right I'm not. And they're not going to forget Bill Devane. I'm going to make sure, Jack, that anyone that says that I'm going to be off that show is punished and punished severely.
Nope. No offense, William Devane. Or
I couldn't be more depressed.
What was his name on the show? You were
Secretary of Defense.
I was Secretary Heller. Secretary of Defense, flying back from Japan. Got back from Japan just in time to get in my car and plunge off a cliff.
Oh, that's right.
But, of course, as you remember when I was on your show last year, Jack, I said that I survived due to the fact that I had gills. But they didn't want to accept that plot line. No, let's focus on Blondie. Let's focus on the son of a Canadian instead of a real American actor. Bill Devane. I was Jack Kennedy, for Christ's sake.
Speaking of...
what am I going to do now? What am I going to do? Denture commercials? Hemorrhoid cream or something like that? It's not going to work.
Where is Jack Bauer? We were supposed to do a bit with...
of course, you were supposed to do a bit with Jack Bauer. Well, I got news for you. Jack Bauer's tardy.
Yeah.
He's tardy, and he's not going to be showing up. It's Bill Devane or bust. What do you think of that, huh? You enjoy that? All of you fat asses around here. You got me or you got Bupkis? And I'm standing by waiting for any Hollywood producer to give me the opportunity to carry a series. Dramatic or comedy, I can do either. I'm extremely versatile. For Christ's sake, I'll even do dinner theater.
Didn't you have some, like, a Knott's Landing reunion show?
I had a Knott's Landing reunion show. Yes, I do. And Joan Van Ark smells like bad salmon. And that was no fun for me at all. What I'm happy about is the prospect of getting back on 24. And I'm here to appeal to the viewers.
You're not going to get back on 24.
Can I just appear to the damn viewers? I want to appeal and appear at the same time.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, William Devane.
Hello, listeners.
Who are you?
I'm Bill Devane. Hello, listeners. This is William Devane. If you enjoyed Secretary Heller on 24, you might want to write some of the Hollywood uppity mucks and tell them that I'm going to be back on the show, or tell them you'd like to see me back on the show. Why don't you just tell them that I added a dimension to that show of seniority and a little leading man quality that was lacking with the show's
protagonist and star, Kiefer Sutherland, who really couldn't carry my beanbag.
Have you seen the ads? Looks pretty good. Looks pretty exciting. Kiefer Sutherland in that Chinese prison.
Hold on a second. I was reading the USA Today, and they gave it 4 stars. I want to know who's the homo that gave an episode of 24 4 stars that doesn't feature William Devane. I could carry that show. You don't even need Kiefer Sutherland, and I brought several of my plot ideas for the upcoming season.
Well, you're not going to be on the show.
Kiefer comes back after being kidnapped in China.
Yes.
When he takes a chopper to go to CTU, unfortunately, the chopper's blown out of the sky. He's dead. And Secretary Heller is asked to take up the mantle. It's an interesting plot line with an elderly man taking over as the superhero.
Give me another one of your plot lines. I don't like that one.
It's a wonderful, wonderful plot line. You keep Kiefer for a long time, but you keep him in a coma. Unfortunately, he's been hit in the head, and he can't speak, and I serve as his interpreter. Then I fly over to China to kill all the people that made him hurt, and I'm going to go underwater with my gills.
Wouldn't they use, now I know the character is dead, but wouldn't they use somebody like Tony Almeida or someone who's already in?
Tony Almeida isn't fit to carry my jock strap either. Wouldn't you don't need him, especially that retard Chloe. How the hell did she get more of a paycheck than I did? You know what they're paying her per episode?
What?
I swear to God, it made me want to dump right on the floor in front of the offices, in front of the Fox studios. Just walk up and go, hey, here's a present from William Devane, and I would have done it. Don't think I wouldn't. Against the advice of my agent, I would have driven down to the Fox studios. William Devane would have gotten out of his Rambler, walked right upstairs, and I would have given it to him right in my hand.
I'd like your comment on this tape. This is Kiefer Sutherland talking about why 24 is such a success.
And then significantly, one of the things that I thought was the most powerful thing was is that we had an African-American president.
Bull! The reason the show was successful is you brought back a television icon by the name of William Devane. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Go get effed up and jump into a Christmas tree, you homo.
The show is about the interaction of these people from season one on down the line, and I'll use season one as an example.
Were you on in season one?
The show is actually about duplicating plot lines surrounding our national leaders. National leaders that can only be played by men who are a little more senior in years. Men like William Devane, who's actually played a president of the United States. But no, they bring in a president that wears an earring in real life, and they have to put putty in his ears to cover up the hole. I got news for you. I don't have anything pierced except the bottom lip sometimes when my teeth get in the way.
One more tape for you to comment on. This is the
fire away.
The actress who plays Chloe.
I'm going to say more of the same. I don't think enough can be said about that. It was definitely something that struck me the first day that I was on the set, that everyone was given the ability to be creative.
Who the F do you think you are? She sounds like she thinks she's Elizabeth Effing Taylor. I can't stand her. How about a sitcom for me and Mark Addy? I'll take that. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
I've been depressed ever since I failed the audition for the Charlie Sheen role in 2 and a Half Men. I would have been perfect, but they thought I was too old.
Too old.
This is just hair. It's a blank canvas. Color it, for Christ's sake.
And it's dynamic. I mean, there is, not a lot of times you can invite someone to the set and blow up 4 houses in a truck in front of an airport.
I've got something dynamic for you, Kiefer. William Devane, pop my Roy. That's my message to you and yours. Pop my Roy.
So I guess you will not be on the season premiere of 24?
I'm still holding out hope, Jack. I think there's a possibility that they might bring me back in some small role.
The episode's already been taped.
Are you insane? There was no confirmation of my demise.
Okay.
No one ever said he's definitely dead. Did you ever hear it? No, they just made me float away. They made me float away like I'm insignificant. I'll be back. You mind your P's and Q's, okay? Take care, fat asses. I got to catch a limo.
Hey, did you say
or
hi?
Or maybe it's a cab.
Did you say hi to Super Dave?
He smells like ass.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crestfire?
The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to the Don and Mike world of comedy.
Very rare one of our rejoiners gets that. We've got to deep six that one, friend.
All right, news time now, and here is Guy Birdley.
Hi,
Donald. Are we on? I can go ahead? We have bigger things to worry about, which is all the more reason to begin with this story.
Okay.
The Transportation Security Administration is issuing guidelines for the advertising we'll soon be seeing on the plastic trays that carry your belongings to the x-ray machine.
Worth it.
The ads are free to the companies that provide the trays, tables, and other non-electronic items used at the security gate.
You know, I must tell you something, Buzz. I don't have a problem with this.
A lot of people don't.
And I think if I was one of the companies, I would do it, because who hasn't been in the line when you're going through with your stuff? And you get that goddamn gray plastic tray.
Uh-huh.
You know, if it said Goody's headache powder, I might go buy some at the store.
We were thinking of the same sponsor. That's who should do it. But isn't everybody in a bad mood and rushing through there? Yeah, are they really going to pay? It doesn't matter. It's like everything else. People are in a bad mood in traffic. That's billboards. It's just getting your name out there.
Yeah, you just see it. The more you see it, the more you see it.
Well, the program's already been...
That was very astute. Thank you. The more you see it, the more you see it.
A lasting impression.
The program's already been tried in Los Angeles, and TSA says it's happy with the result. Airline security consultant Mike Boyd says it's a mistake for the TSA to get involved in advertising when it should be focusing on safety. In the world of advertising, everyone knows that sex sells, but apparently drugs also sell. You may have heard about the recent introduction of a new energy drink called cocaine. It doesn't have cocaine in it. The makers just knew that if they used that name, a lot of people, especially young people, would give it a try.
Joe thought it was really a ripoff.
Yeah, disappointed.
This didn't work at all.
Asked for his money back. And the people who drink their cocaine in the afternoon may want to start their day with the newest product to cash in on the popularity of drugs, meth coffee.
Oh, God.
That's the name of the product and the name of the San Francisco company that makes it. Meth coffee. Besides coffee, it contains something called Yerba Mate, a South American energy booster, or so we're told.
You drink enough cups of this coffee, it'll make your teeth fall out.
I like a venti. A venti, what is it?
Venti meth.
A venti meth.
Yes.
I'd like the mocha meth, please.
Quoting the website, feel the rush.
Do you still have the cinnamon meth, or is that only at Christmas time?
Peppermint meth.
Right. Yeah, that's no big, revolution. The drugs sell. Thank you.
World of comedy.
Let me think on that. And while his approval ratings continue to fall, the president's TV ratings have gone up. 42.5 million people tuned in this week to hear him promise that his plan will work this time.
Good show, Buzz.
It's not his best rating ever, but that's just because a lot of people are so fed up with him. Maybe it was the tight 30-minute format instead of an hour that gave him higher ratings.
People wanted to see him squirm.
No, it was just like The Apprentice. What I loved was whenever he said something America didn't agree with, he had to go sleep in a tent.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
If only. Or maybe it was because people wanted to see if he really would ignore just about everyone and escalate the war in Iraq. Will those 2,100 more troops stretch our military too thinly?
Let's ask Bill O'Reilly.
It's going to fail. You guys are idiots. That's just the way it is.
Fair and balanced.
Right on both counts. The Pentagon has now abandoned its limit on the time that a citizen soldier can be required to serve active duty. For many, this will be their third trip. The Pentagon's also asking Congress for several $1 billion to recruit and train 92,000 new soldiers. Technical problems kept you from hearing it yesterday, but as I was telling Don and Mike at that time, while we send in over 2,000 more troops, Britain's sending 3,000 of theirs.
Wait, hold on, time out.
Yes?
Are you repeating a story that you had yesterday when we weren't on the air?
Just a brief part of it, yes, because it's so significant.
Buzz, move past.
But was that scream one of the family members of somebody that's had their tour extended? Yes, Mrs. Mike. Smith. Johnny is supposed to come home in March. We're going to send him home in August now. I thought you'd love that one.
But there's still time to make life difficult for an Air Force staff sergeant who trains airmen at Lackland in Texas. The Sarge has been with the Air Force since 94 and served in Kuwait 5 years ago. She also happens to be in the new Playboy magazine.
Mm.
In it, she's wearing dog tags, working out, and just being naked.
Okay, good.
A spokesman for Lackland says, quote, "This does not meet the high standards we expect of our airmen, nor does it comply with the Air Force's code or value of integrity."
This is my
now you're cooking with grease, Buzz. See, now, I mean,
yesterday at this time, hey, buddy, when we were off the air, Buzz had a story about how Britain's pulling all of their troops out. Well,
right.
I'm sure you had something witty that goes along with that, but I would much rather hear about a naked army.
I'm still thinking about that song. This is my rifle. This is my gun. This is for fighting. This is for fun.
We speak to her on Tuesday.
Oh. I like hearing both.
Yeah.
quoting Staff Sergeant Michelle Manhart, who will, I guess, be here on Tuesday, a 30-year-old married MILF.
Please, you're dreaming.
She won't be here?
She should be on the telephone.
Oh, well.
And he said she'd be here.
Oh, man. She'll be on the show.
She'll be here if she can give enough blood to get the bus ticket.
quoting the 30-year-old married MILF of two, I didn't do anything wrong, so I didn't think it would be a major issue.
What if we had her on the phone, seriously, and we just started with the first question? We say, hey, welcome to the show. What's it like to be in Playboy? And she says, I've always liked you, Hefner.
By the way, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has given us the least surprising quote of the week. Between interviews on one of those satellite hookups, Condi professed her love for the Fox News Channel by saying, my Fox guys, I love every single one of them.
Oh, God.
Puke. She was also heard perhaps saying too much when she revealed to an assistant that she'd like to do a one-on-one with CBS morning anchor Harry Smith.
Oh,
quoting,
hey, you know, I think that's good PR for her because most people think she might play for both teams and not for the other team.
But look at who she's talking about.
Harry Smith.
I mean, is that credible? She's saying Harry Smith.
He's
she
hot.
Probably doesn't like him.
What, you don't think Harry Smith is effable?
Oh, I think he's a C. Smith.
Quoting Condi again, he's a decent guy. I know they're like 55 in the ratings, but I like him.
Like to see my Harry Smith?
Never underestimate the power of people too cheap to buy HBO. The Sopranos.
Oh, hold on a second.
The Sopranos, even with all the swearing and nudity edited out, debuted on basic cable this week to astounding ratings. Nearly 4.5 million people managed to find A&E on their program guides so they could tune in and hear the word friggin' a lot.
You know, Buzz, I'm really not surprised because I think, generally speaking, those of us who have HBO really don't realize how many people
don't
have it.
Two-thirds of Americans don't have it.
Because for a lot of people, and I can understand this, like I'll use my brother as an example.
All right.
Says, you know, every time I turn on HBO, it's the same crap movie. There's maybe five things that I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Not worth it to him.
Yeah, and if you're really paying for the service and counting on it, I mean, it's a terrible letdown.
And there are a lot of people who just subscribe when The Sopranos are new.
Correct.
And bail the rest of the time.
And when you look at, and that's exactly what my brother did because he said to me, it's like $12 a month for HBO.
Right.
Now, you do that math. Okay, that's like $140 a year.
Right.
What he did was sign up when they have a 3-month introductory thing.
Right.
You get HBO for free for 3 months because The Sopranos are only on for 3 months.
Or less.
He got it, and then he got out of it.
It's the same reason
why. I'm not surprised that it got a big rating on A&E, even with the bad words taken
out. And it's the same reason why I only buy the Style Channel when it's the new episodes of Clean This House.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike. We appreciate it.
Oh, Mike, hold on.
He's a fag.
Did any of you watch The Sopranos on A&E when it was on this week?
Rob, we have HBO.
I know, but it's not on HBO.
I think we've already demonstrated we have HBO.
Yes, but you're not married to Carrie, so you perhaps would have had to have watched A&E.
I did. I watched some of it on A&E, and then I went out and bought one windshield wiper.
Okay, that's maybe the funniest thing that never made the air today.
Some people can't afford HBO or find it an unreasonable expense, so it's not fair to say. It's just that we know some people who are simply don't get it because they're too cheap.
That's what I'm saying, Buzz. I'm not surprised that it got a big rating, even though I can't imagine watching, like I said yesterday with Larry Sanders.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It just didn't translate with all the
stuff. It removes the punch.
And what Mike was talking about there was Rob's wife, Carrie, took the car in for service to Jiffy Lube.
Yeah.
And Rob was very concerned that they were going to get her. You know when it's done, when they come out and they say,
the upsell.
Everything's great, except you might need this or this or this.
Right.
I can't get over. He just booed his own wife.
I'm pissed at
her. Now, he booed her.
I'm pissed.
Are you pissed about the windshield wiper?
Yes, I am.
I think he's got a legitimate gripe here.
I think she's trying to save him money.
Yes, but that is just, on every level, that is a chick thing to do.
Yeah,
it is not a guy thing to do.
What she did is they said, do you want anything such and such and such? And your windshield wipers look a little worn. And she says, I'll take one. And they said, a pair? And she said, no, just the driver's side. That one's more worn out, and that's the one I need to see.
Uh-huh.
So she bought, and it's on the Jiffy Lube receipt, one windshield wiper.
I think it's an absolute accomplishment that she's able to go and only buy one. I thought they always came in twos.
I did, too.
I did, too.
How much money did she save by only buying one? How much were the habits of the windshield wiper? Like $9?
Yeah, $19.99, something like
that,
right?
Yeah, so she saved probably like $7 or $8.
And but you're going to have the other one go, and then it's not going to...
It'll
never match.
Never again. Not going to match. And, you know, I'm not going to buy like one and just put it on the passenger side.
And what Rob is not telling you, she's the same way with the kids. The kids come home and go... She goes, hey, Robert, good news. I bought you a new shoe.
Right. When Julia's eyes were going bad, she said, I got you a new glass.
A monocle.
I got you a monocle.
Yeah. Limp on over here.
So the Sopranos are on basic cable, which is the perfect marriage for people who love gangster shows but don't care so much for the swearing.
Yeah.
Powerful performances are not the only legacy left behind by the late James Brown. The story of his passing just keeps on giving. The latest news is that the widow Heine, Tony Ray Heine, was left completely out of the will.
Oh, no.
So,
after she's been all over the TV.
So was her son, James Brown Jr.
And so is little Jimmy Brown Jr.
Wow. They weren't even mentioned in the will, much less benefactored. She now has, Heine, now has 30 days to contest the will, which might have been easier if she had taken her husband's name.
And here is James Brown's son and what he had to say.
I feel that he's with me, and I feel that I want to make him proud. I want to make him the proudest dad to have me, and I want to show everybody and nearly be as good as him, because he was the best.
You know, James Brown's family could certainly take a cue from Steve Irwin's family.
Yeah, sure.
James Brown is much more famous, much more legendary.
They're smart.
Much more money to be made to James Brown. For goodness sakes, why don't we have that kid out doing animal shows?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, how old is James Brown's kid? Do we know?
Only five, yeah,
five. 5 years old. There's still time.
And
perfect.
Bindi the Jungle Girl is 8.
Oh, they got plenty of time.
Well, and how was Tony Ray supposed to have known that she might regret the day that she didn't at least take a hyphenated name like Heine Brown or Brown Heine? Someone has to ask these questions. And speaking of being kicked to the curb, Kevin Federline is preparing for his future. In Touch magazine says K-Fed has returned to the
Joe.
Returned to the store.
Joe.
$15,000 worth of gifts purchased for him there by Brittany
Joe.
While they were married.
I just keep thinking of Joe as the K-Fed of this show.
Oh, absolutely.
Joe.
Max Fields in Los Angeles refused to refund cash, but did give Federline every penny in the form of store credit, which reportedly he will now try to sell. He's also reportedly
right,
telling...
Like I said, Joe.
Keep these stories coming. I will love to follow this decline.
He's also reportedly telling Brittany he'll bow out of the custody fight over their kids if she'll give him another $50 million.
Oh, God.
Love what those an kids.
I saw a picture of her today in the New York Post.
The one with the face?
Yeah.
Oh.
My God, if she is just not looking so effable.
Really?
Mike, it's
a little stinky to me.
No.
Really?
Somebody's taking the loofah to her.
She wearing panties at least?
Look at this.
Look at what?
Look at her nails.
Oh, come on. Who looks at her nails?
You look at those.
She got dirty fingernails?
Oh, right, that's not dirt. That's
this
blood.
This is from FlyNetOnline.com.
Who are they exactly?
It's pictures of Britney Spears looking at her hands.
All right, let me see.
All right, so she doesn't have the prettiest hands.
No, and that's important to you.
She would never be in one of your videos.
That's either bad cuticles or, you know, that kind of thing like when you're eating chocolate and you just get it in the fingernail.
I think she could give a good handy.
And there it is. Right
he brought
there.
It up. I didn't.
I bet she does. I bet she does everything you want.
I bet she could do it with her feet.
I'm sure she would.
Give me a handy with your feet. Except, hey, you know what? That's where I draw the line.
Yes.
I wouldn't want those feet on my wiener.
No, because they've been like on a Texaco restroom floor.
Barefoot.
Oh, well, look at the time. William Shatner's next project when we come back.
Denny Crane.
Do it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The BMI Award winning Don and Mike Show.
Right. Now, here's Buzz. Hi again, Buzz.
Hi, Donna White.
Howdy.
William Shatner of Boston Legal says he's been asked to be in the upcoming Star Trek 11 movie.
Danny Grant.
He, of course, was Captain Kirk when the Star Trek series debuted as a TV show over 40 years ago.
Excuse me, but I believe after the last Star Trek TNG movie, weren't they going to just fold that 10 up and say that's it?
They were, but this, Don, is a prequel. They've decided to do, because it worked so well for Star Wars.
How can they do that?
They're now going to make a prequel.
They're all too old, and half of them are dead.
They're ridiculously old. Now.
Shatner might play an aging Captain Kirk. Someone else will play the young Captain Kirk.
I'm a big fan of diversity. I date midgets, you know.
Speaking of age, Rod Stewart says he will now stop singing his hit, Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Oh, hold on. More William Shatner?
Can you and I get naked in a jacuzzi tonight?
That is the best. That was from this
great
week's episode.
Great
with the new addition, the new lawyer that came in. That's the first thing he said to her.
Danny Craig. I'm sorry, Rod Stewart.
Great episode this week.
Rod Stewart once had his stomach pumped. Stomach full of number three.
That's the rumor, yeah, I think. Speaking of age, Rod Stewart says he'll stop singing Do You Think I'm Sexy now that he's 62 years old. It's been a week for the introduction of wild inventions and products, from the meth coffee to 108-inch TVs, iPhones, and now this, nicotine hand lotion. Now you can have nicotine during sex instead of waiting till after.
Hey, maybe this might actually get you off the cigars.
For handies across America, can you imagine that?
Actually, it's a gel, and the instructions say it's just for your hands. The makers of Nicogel say...
I disagree, Buzz. It's for your genitals.
The makers of Nicogel say that's enough nicotine to take care of an addict for up to 4 hours simply by rubbing your hands with it.
Mm-hmm.
10 doses for $6, over-the-counter, only at Walgreens, within the next 2 weeks.
Oh, good. That's the only store I shop at.
I know. The manufacturers...
I mean, everything. Groceries, food, everything. Clothes.
Right, sure. The manufacturer says it's convenient for movie theaters and airplanes. For nicotine addicts. Unlike the patch, by the way, this product has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration.
I used to read things about that pirate, Yellow Dick.
I'm driving my cigar suppliers crazy.
Really?
Because I don't know what has happened to me. I am not smoking as many cigars as I used to.
Really? Are you still hoarding, though?
Oh, for God's sakes. This is the problem.
Right.
That I've got so many now, and really, on a weekend, sometimes I would have, like, maybe four in a day.
Right.
And now I'm down to really, like, the one I got now, the second one I've had all day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll work it.
Okay, you know what I mean.
Until I get home tonight, and that's it.
And that's it. Well, four is a hassle.
Two's so much easier. But I've got these guys who are used to selling me cigars, calling me up, and it's almost like a D-R-U-G-S thing, where they're like, hey, how you doing? Are you doing okay with Opus X? Like, yeah, I got plenty. I got some.
If you never got shipped anymore, how many years could you last now? Seriously. Serious question.
If I had how many a day?
Four a day?
5 years. What, five? I'm doing 5 times 3 is 1,500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. I'm just going to prepare what with global warming and all.
I got about 2,000 cigars, I think.
Jesus.
About 2,000.
I'm the same way with ham now. I'm down to like one or two hams a day. And it used to be like, you know, five or six on a weekend.
Ham, right?
Yes.
Full of nicotine. That's
who prepares those hams for you occasionally?
Oh, my wife.
Boo! Well, Mr. Snyder won't be returning to his job as a high school teacher in Easton, Michigan. The 55-year-old had already been suspended without pay, not because he hired teenage boys to do chores around his house, but because he paid them extra to do it shirtless, or in their wrestling suits, or a Speedo, or a thong.
Say, I'm trying to cut down on nicotine. Who would like some of this hand lotion?
It's nicotine gel.
He'd apparently offered more money.
Intensive desire.
He apparently offered the boys even more money to get completely naked, but supposedly none of them ever did.
This burning, unquenchable desire.
The gel. Some did agree to be photographed in their skimpy outfits.
All right.
When Mr. Snyder didn't show up in court this week.
Quiet.
Police went to his house and found him in the garage.
That's all that counts, for God's sake.
Snyderland, as he once called his place, is now closed.
Flabbergast.
I got to get some more nicotine in my system, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Probably so. So you can be more addicted and smoke more cigars.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Because, you know, nicotine is not something that you generally think about with cigars.
No. But it's there. Oh, it's and you're getting some.
But I've cut so... I've made such an incredible reduction, really, in the last 2 months. And here's another thing that I'm very, very ashamed about.
Mm.
I've cut down my drinking, too.
Oh, now you're still...
Way to leave me on the weekend. Listen, great thing for you to say to me on a Friday.
I don't know what has happened to me. Do you know last night I didn't finish my drink? What?
No.
Hello?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Hello?
You may have a problem.
McFly. Hello?
What do you want me to do? Say something like, I'm proud of you?
Oh, no, Mike. I'm ashamed.
Jeez, you should be.
I'm ashamed, for goodness sake.
That's a shame.
Are you still hoarding vodka?
yes, I am, although... My girlfriend is the best hoarder that I have ever met in my life.
Really?
Well, when she went to Costco, now if I didn't know that she cared about me,
mm-hmm.
I would think she's trying to tell me something. Here's a shock. I suffer from athlete's foot,
yeah.
So I use Tenactin.
Right. Do you hoard that?
No, I don't, but she went to Costco. She bought a six-pack of those big-ass industrial-sized...
They sell them in tubs.
...things of Tenactin.
Yeah, right.
And she said... I hope you don't mind. I filled your supply of Tough Actin Tenactin,
mm-hmm.
right? And she said it just like that. And I looked upstairs, and there's these six monster, gigantic, big-ass spray things. And I said, that's way too much. You buy in bulk. And then I swear to God, she said, you won't say this when you look in the liquor cabinet. And I went downstairs, and she bought these friggin' jugs.
Was it Grey Goose or Kirkland? No, I'm not kidding. Did I tell you that?
No, what?
This is a true story.
Kirkland vodka?
Found this out with the guys down in the place I live down, in Briny Breezes.
What? Why?
They actually buy, there is a Kirkland vodka. It is made in the same town that Grey Goose is made.
Yeah.
It is cheaper, and the vodka connoisseurs say it is better.
No.
I am not kidding. They have a Kirkland, and they sell out of it all the time.
The sad news is...
No more now.
Sad news is I'm smoking fewer cigars now and drinking fewer alcoholic beverages now.
But your feet have never looked better.
Are you giving up porn, too?
Oh, no. Oh, come on.
There you go.
Come on.
All right.
Get real.
Got to keep some vices.
Have you bought the Kirkland porn?
It's made in the same town.
Costco porn.
The Dallas area teacher, we're on this kick now, the Dallas area teacher turned himself in to police this week to face charges of violating the Peeping Tom law. In his first year at Grand Prairie as a speech and drama teacher, this second guy, had been videotaping the girls' wrestling matches. Well, not so much the matches as the crotches.
Let me smell you for a minute.
Close-ups. For the felony of improper visual recording, he now faces up to 2 years in prison and a $10,000 fine.
Hello.
Police say 2 hours of camel toes on tape is, quote, more than accidental.
Just swallow more.
Quoting police, it appeared to be a purposeful act of zooming in. The teacher's lawyer has argued that the law on this subject is vague. A guy who zooms in on a cheerleader's cleavage at a Cowboys game, is he in violation of the law?
That is enormous, isn't it?
And remember, it's not just male teachers. This week in Tennessee, the exceptionally attractive Pamela Rogers, a 30-year-old with long blonde hair, was sent back to jail for a probation violation.
Yeah, baby.
She's already done 6 months. They let her out on the condition she stay off the internet and away from the 13-year-old boy she'd been banging. Authorities say she then sent the boy nude photos. She will now serve an additional 2 years behind bars.
Those crazy blondes.
Wow. And finally, here's to you, Mr. and Ms. Take the Bull by the Horns.
Okay.
In Pinellas County, Florida, Callie Gillespie decided people were driving much too fast through her neighborhood, so she put up a flashing yellow light in the front yard. People slowed down all right, including the police, who have now written her a ticket for posting an unauthorized traffic signal.
Good.
Quoting her, I don't consider it a traffic signal at all. When I see a light like this, it's cautionary to me.
Mm.
And an old man in Zingst, Germany, Werner, decided there are too many pesky moles digging up his yard.
Oh, look at that. They're in the yard.
So he hooked some metal spikes up to a 380-volt cable to electrocute the little varmints. Police found the late Mr. Werner next to the spike. The moles survived.
Good.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
That's it. Another week of perfect shows. Somebody dig a hole and put this tape in the backyard.
The mole snuggle.
Hey, we stayed on the air.
today.
Glass half full. Hey, don't forget, we feel so bad about taking so much time off. We'll be here on Monday with a special show.
Very good. Look forward to it.
Very special.
Yeah.
Very special. We will see you Tuesday with a new episode. Have a great weekend. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey.
Boo.
Let's hear it for my wife, Carrie H. Spiewak.
Boo. This is the Don and Mike Show. Thank you.